and gentlemen, it's Thursday, October 17th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room. And we have a bunch of election news for you today. And obviously the big story right now is Kamala Harris's disaster of an interview with Bret Baier. But as usual, the Democrats and the media are trying to figure out how to handle that. And you can tell it was a disaster because they're speaking out of both sides of their mouths. And you have the Democrat propaganda agents basically talking about how great it was. But then you also have the mop-up crew saying things like she was ambushed, it was racist, it was unprofessional. So they can't decide. What was it a disaster, but it was an ambush and racist and everything else? Or was she just so great? Which one was it? And so they're trying to play it both ways, but no, that's not what happened. It was a complete disaster. Everybody saw it, and now they're trying to recover afterwards and make all the excuses as to why it was so bad. But of course, we know why it was bad. It was the first real interview that was somewhat tough since 60 Minutes. But the reason it was worse than the 60 Minutes interview, because this one was actually taped to live. This wasn't canned and then edited like the 60 Minutes interview. This was taped to live. And then apparently her crew is running around, and there's some mixed messages on this, but apparently her crew is running around, the Harris team is running around and waving off Bret Baier, basically throwing in the white towel, waving the white flag like, end it, it's over. Like a fighter who's bleeding out of both eyes and his mouth and his nose, can't even see, out on his feet. They were throwing in the towel in the middle of the interview. So we're going to play all those clips for you. And yeah, we can look at the updated electoral maps, but again, these are assuming that we're going to have a fair election. I'm not so naive. So my numbers are still different, and I think now Georgia might be up for play. Interestingly enough, Marjorie Taylor Greene came out and made a statement about the record turnout. She thinks it's good news for Trump. She thinks these are Trump voters that are getting out to vote early. I don't know. I can't. I would say it's not. I would say these are Democrats voting early. And based off of what happened in 2020 in Georgia and the record they set for early voting then, I think that would lead me to think that this is good news for the Democrats. When we were out asking college students, we've still got some videos to come out from that, talking to college students on the University of South Carolina campus. All the people that early voted, they all voted Democrat. So early voting is more of a Democrat thing, it seems. But maybe we'll go to that clip. In fact, I don't even think I sent that to the crew, but maybe we'll play that clip. But anyway, the point being, don't look at this Electoral College map and think it's good news. We're still fighting in the courts. That's where this thing is going to be won or lost. Yes, if it was a fair election, Trump would get 340-plus Electoral College votes, but that's not where we're at. So I got that and other big legal news. Other big legal news going on in the courts right now to try to stop this election from being stolen. We've also got some important health news today.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood, the iodine, the trace minerals, the elements. The vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
until Election Day. 18 days. 18. This is your election headquarters, InfoWars War Room. Counting down the days with you, keeping you updated on all the latest and breaking news dealing with the presidential election. And we got a lot of it today. A couple legal fights that are going on. I can't believe these aren't getting more news coverage, really. And these are two very legitimate, respected groups going through this right now. Rasmussen Polling and Judicial Watch. But stay tuned to get that news. And then, I mean, they don't even care anymore. The law, they will break any law to steal this election. You won't believe what's going on now. They're already traveling people across state lines to canvass for Kamala Harris. Now they're bringing people in from overseas, and not just anybody. Yeah, which is completely illegal. They don't care. They're bragging about it. So we'll show you all of that. But I think we should begin with all the Kamala Harris clips. And just look at the split response here, because they don't know what to do. Obviously, this thing was a disaster for many different reasons. She appeared, I can't even say unprepared, but yes, she appeared to be unprepared. But it's really not even that. She's just, she doesn't prepare. She can't be prepared. All they have is their lies and attacks on Donald Trump, and she's used to just softball interviews. So what is there to prepare for? If she answered the questions honestly, it would go bad. But that's how she came off, as ill-prepared. And what usually happens when things are going downhill, and you can see this in any debate, including the debate that I was in on Monday, when things go downhill, what happens? The person that's losing it starts to lash out, shout, raise their voice, curse. And so that's where it ended for Kamala Harris, lashing out, screaming. So then she seems to lack poise. She seems to lack confidence. Very unpresidential, not like a leader would be. Really just an utter failure. And then there's the optics. And really, I think here the optics probably matter the most. She looked like a small person. And the camera angles did her no favors. There was the over-the-shoulder shot of Bret Baier. And Bret, you know, has like a square jaw, square head. Pretty broad shoulders. You know, he looks like what a command sergeant in the military might be, like a drill sergeant. And so just that presence next to Kamala made her appear very small. It didn't help that they put an oversized pants suit on her with oversized heels. It didn't help that the way she was framed up in her solo shot, there was a lot of extra space. It makes her look small. These things matter. And believe me, when you work in television and you deal with professionals, a lot of people who are just obsessed with their appearance, you learn how quickly this stuff matters. And it does matter. So I don't know if Harris's team even had any say over these camera shots, or if they even realized how bad it is. So many people have quit the Kamala Harris campaign. So many people have left the vice president's office. You know, who knows what's even left there, or if they even care to try to protect her anymore at this point. Some people are thinking that this whole thing, that maybe her campaign is setting her up for failure with this. I'm not so sure I believe that. I mean, she has to do interviews. You're 18 days till the election. You have to do interviews. And you have to go in places where you might be able to pull some new voters. So that was the goal here. Failed miserably. But the optics were bad. And then you have her, again, looking like a tiny person next to Bret Baier, square shoulders, square jaw. And then she's lashing out and she's getting angry and she's furrowing her brow and she's flaring her nostrils. Very unpresidential, very unlikable, very brash. Not good. Not good. And people will just see that. You know, they don't, maybe they know and care about the issues. Maybe they don't. They see that and they are just, turn off. Big time turn off. Especially for men. And you know, she's not polling too well with men. This deal didn't help at all. This deal didn't help at all. So she came off at the end of it very angry, unprepared, lacking poise, and not presidential at all. She looked weak next to Bret Baier. Now, of course, you've got half of the Democrat propaganda media immediately jumping up and saying what a great job she did. It's your usual suspects. They're paid by the Democrat Party. And they're immediately telling you how great she was. But then you have the others that have, I guess, some integrity left enough to, or at least they don't want to completely lose their audience. So they can't lie and say that this was a good interview. It was a disastrous interview. So then you have them coming out and they're saying it was a setup. It was racist. It was an ambush. Which is basically sacrificing, yeah, this was a disaster. Look, I would say for me, I've never seen an interview this bad. She would have been better off walking off the set. She would have been better off, instead of losing her cool, saying Donald Trump's name 20 times, she would have been better off just taking off the mic and saying, you know what? I don't think you're being fair, and walking off. It would have been better for her that way. That's how bad this was. So the fact that the media is out there, the Democrat propaganda media is out there saying it was an ambush, it was racist, it was misogynistic, tells you they know it was a disaster. So they can put out all the propaganda about how great she was. Calling it an ambush and all these other things just admits, yeah, you know it was bad. Social media explodes after Kamala Harris' total train wreck interview as supporters blast Fox News' Bret Baier for ambush. It was an ambush because he asked her real questions and she couldn't answer. Kamala Harris' campaign accuses Fox News of ambushing the Democrat nominee. But again, then you have the usual suspects right out of the Democrat Party, Obama advisors, Harris team members, the same propaganda agents they pay on Twitter and X and Instagram and TikTok and everywhere else. Kamala Harris was strong and handled an ambush Fox interview light years better than the hash Donald Trump unstable made of the Fox pep rally disguised as a town hall. So was it an ambush and you have to call it a racist, sexist ambush because it was so bad, or did she do great? They have no choice. They have no choice. You're 18 days from an election. You have to do interviews. So they could have hit her the whole campaign. It's not going to work. There's no pandemic to blame it on like they did with Joe Biden. They tried to hide her. She's been the nominee for, I think, 90 days or so, give or take. She's been the nominee, let's say, for 90 days. They hit her for about the first 75. But now you're 18 days and you've got to do interviews. You've got to try to win an election. And so her interview tour has been a complete disaster. Even in the softball interviews, it's been a disaster. So she can't stop now. But this is going to continue to be the scramble. So it's going to be, oh, it's the interviewer's fault. It's the network's fault. It's your fault because you're a racist. But then it's going to be also how great she did. So she does so bad, they have to blame the interviewer, blame the network, blame you, the racist audience member. Or she's so great. She's Slade. She's Queen. She's Brat. None of it works. None of it works. And everybody sees it. And, you know, I could point to the poll numbers all day long. Again, poll numbers have some significance, but not much. This election is going to be won in the courtroom, not the ballot box. But everybody sees this. From the Hill, Vice President Kamala Harris's momentum slows in election race. The tides of the election are turning against Vice President Harris. Trump is taking his biggest leads in all the swing state. He's taking his biggest leads in now all the betting markets. That's kind of a new political phenomenon, but there it is. The betting markets, the polls, everything. Trump is winning. He's taken over all the swing states. He's closed the gap in some of these blue states. So let's get in to some of these clips. Let's start with Kamala Harris talking about how she would never say something about that like that to the American people, but then she's actually on the record saying that exact same thing about the American people in clip four.
So are they misguided, the 50%? Are they stupid?
I would never say that about the American people.
What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid.
Oof. She would never call the American people stupid, except she actually did. She actually did. She gets asked a tough question on the border, doesn't handle it well. Clip five.
The country is on the wrong track. They say the country is on the wrong track. If it's on the wrong track, that track follows 3.5 years of you being vice president and President Biden being president. That is what they're saying, 79% of them. Why are they saying that? If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on.
Madam
you
Vice
and I
President.
Both know what I'm talking about. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't.
About.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that over the last decade,
but
people
you're the
have
lever
become.
Of power.
But listen, over the last decade, it is clear to me, and certainly the Republicans who are on stage with me.
So that was her. I kind of went to the wrong clip here. I'll go to the border clip. So that was her I've never been to Europe moment. Remember? When she was in charge of the border and she was asked, well, you haven't been to the border. And she goes, well, I've never been to Europe. So you've been in office the last 4 years. Well, Trump's been running for office. Okay, well, what does that have to do with anything? And she wants to say, oh, the last decade. Okay, let's look at the last 10 years of who's been running the White House. It's been Democrats for the majority of that time. So that doesn't hold water either. Oh, the last decade has been bad. Okay, the last decade, the Democrats have had more power than Republicans. So you're blaming the Democrats again. So, I mean, that's just an embarrassment. Trump's been running for office? Wow. And you've never been to Europe. Here's the border question in clip six.
Original premise. Jocelyn Mungeri, Rachel Morin, Lakin Riley, they are young women who were brutally assaulted and killed by some of the men who were released at the beginning of the administration, well before a negotiated bipartisan bill. Former President Clinton actually referred to Lakin Riley Sunday, campaigning for you in Georgia, saying if those men had been properly vetted, Lakin Riley probably would not have been killed. So if it wouldn't have happened, this is well before any negotiation. This is well before Donald Trump got involved in the politics. This is a specific policy decision by your administration to release these men into the country. So what I'm saying to you,
I think
an apology?
Let me just say, first of all, those are tragic cases. There's no question about that. There is no question about that. And I can't imagine the pain that the families of those victims have experienced for a loss that should not have occurred. So that is true. It is also true that if a border security had actually been passed 9 months ago, it would be 9 months that we would have had more border agents at the border, more support for the folks who are working around the clock trying to hold it all together.
Madam Vice President.
To ensure that no future harm would occur. And this election in 20 days will determine whether we have a president of the United States who actually cares more about fixing a problem, even if it is not to their political advantage in an election, because there was a solution, Brett.
Madam Vice President, it was a policy decision in the early part of your administration. I will let one of the mothers talk about it. Take a listen.
Because of the Biden-Harris administration open border policies, catch and release, they were enrolled in the Alternatives to Detention program. This meant that they were released into the United States. It was not even a full 3 weeks later that they would take my daughter, Jocelyn Nungare's, life. I believe the Biden-Harris administration open border policies are responsible for the death of my daughter.
That's the early days. So do you owe them an apology, is what I'm saying?
I will tell you that I am so sorry for her loss. I am so sorry for her loss. Sincerely. But let's talk about what is happening right now with an individual who does not want to participate in solutions. Let's talk about that as well.
But do you want to answer
in all fairness, I told you, I feel
notice how she's not talking about
for what she and her family have experienced.
Now she's going to
during that
Trump.
Time, you said repeatedly that the border was secure. When in your mind did it start becoming a crisis?
I think we've had a broken immigration system transcending, by the way, Donald Trump's administration even before. Let's all be honest about that. I have no pride in saying that this is a perfect immigration system. I've been clear, I think we all are, that it needs to be fixed. We need more. I was just down at the border talking with border agents.
And they
will tell you, and I'm sure you probably, I know you investigate and you are a serious journalist. They will tell you, we need more judges. We need to process those cases faster. We need the support for those cases that should be prosecuted. They need more resources, and Congress ultimately is the only place that that's going to get fixed, Brett.
Well,
that's how the system works.
That's the premise of this question.
But
there were 90-plus executive orders that were rescinded in the first days. Many of those were Trump border policies. I'm not going to stay here because there's other things to talk about, but you frequently talk to the Border Patrol Union for support of that bipartisan bill, and they did. They supported it. But they also just endorsed Donald Trump and said you've been, quote, a failure with border security. Why do you think they said that?
I think they're frustrated, and I get it. They want support.
Yeah, they're frustrated with you, and you're not supporting them. I mean, that's just a complete disaster. So it's this idea, again, they want to have their cake and eat it too. Elect us, and we'll get things done. Okay, you've been in power. Well, we have no power to get things done. It's Congress. So again, they can't have it both ways here. Elect me and I'll secure the border. Okay, you've been in power. Why haven't you secured the border? Well, it's because Congress. We have no power to secure the border. Well, what about these executive orders, 90 of them, that Biden scratched? But the border's been a problem. So it's like, oh, we have no power. We can't do anything. Give us a break. Nobody buys it. And so she can't win that. She can't win that. The only way she could win it is actually by being honest and admitting it's been a disaster at the border. But she can't do that. She then gets asked, when did she notice Joe Biden's mental decline in clip 7?
You called Donald Trump, he's misguided. You say now
he's unstable. He is unstable, Brett.
He's not well. You say he's mentally not stable.
Pause it real quick. She comes off as extremely unstable in this interview, by the way, including in that little clip. So, I mean, that's not really playing well either. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. You told many interviewers that Joe Biden was on his game, that ran around circles on his staff. When did you first notice that President Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished?
Joe Biden, I have watched in from the Oval Office to the Situation Room, and he has the judgment and the experience to do exactly what he has done in making very important decisions on behalf of the American people. Joe Biden is not on the ballot.
I understand.
And
because
Donald
his
Trump,
mental
Donald Trump
is, you talked about it.
And Donald Trump
after George Clooney said within a few minutes of talking to President
Donald
Biden
Trump,
at a fundraiser that he thought this was not the same Joe Biden that we saw on the
Donald
debate stage.
Donald Trump is on the ballot.
I understand. You met with him at least once a week for 3.5 years. You didn't have any concerns?
I think the American people have a concern about Donald Trump, which is why the people who know him best, including leaders of our national security community, have all spoken out, even people who worked for him in the Oval Office.
She can't answer the question because she lied about it for all these years. Here she is asked, you say all these things about Trump, but half the country still supports him. Clip 9.
Why, if he's as bad as you say, that half of this country is now supporting this person who could be the 47th president of the United States, why is that happening?
This is an election for president of the United States. It's not supposed to be easy.
I know, but
it is not supposed to be a cakewalk.
So are they misguided, the 50%?
Listen,
are they stupid?
What is it? I would never say that about the American people. And in fact, if you listen to Donald Trump, if you watch any of his rallies, he's the one who tends to demean and belittle and diminish the American people. He's the one who talks about an enemy within. An enemy within. Talking about the American people. Suggesting he would turn the American military on the American people.
All right, we'll address that egregious lie coming up in the next segment. And, of course, Donald Trump at his rallies talks about how great the American people are and how he believes in the American people. But we'll address that egregious lie. This was the worst moment for Kamala. This is where she completely lost it. This is where she came off on unstable and unhinged in clip 3.
Talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy. And in a democracy, the president of the United States, in the United States of America, should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people up for doing it.
And of course, it's this administration that has locked up their political opposition. But that's when she lost it, and you can see it on Brett Baer's face. You can see the exact moment where he's like, she's cooked. She's done. She's lost. It is a complete disaster, folks. It's her worst one yet.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the Alex Jones store.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities, they ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, so obviously the Democrat propaganda media is running cover for Kamala Harris immediately following that disastrous interview. And I could play hours of it, but I'm not going to show you all The View and Joy Reid and MSNBC and Sonny Hostin and all them. It's racist, it's sexist, it's misogynist, it's an ambush. But we'll show you a couple of them. Because you notice what she does at the end when she starts talking about how Trump demeans the American people and how Trump wants to turn the military on the American people. Now, we spent about 10 to 20 minutes on that story yesterday. The Department of Defense has actually authorized the military to use lethal force on the American people. That was a policy set in place just a month ago, less than a month ago, in September 2024. Official Department of Defense memo and policy change. And so certainly, you know, I guess it's fair to assume that's in anticipation of they steal it from Trump. They refuse to certify Trump. Another January 6th type of protest happens. Million plus people in D.C. This time they actually will send security. They'll send the military. And I guess what? They'll have a bunch of green-haired trannies and leftists shooting, killing the American people. So that's not a Trump policy. That's literally a Department of Defense memo under the Biden-Harris administration. So that's all projection. So they misrepresent that. They lie about who demeans the American people. That's Joe Biden. That's Kamala Harris. That's, if you don't vote Democrat, you're not black. So here's Don Lemon and a little bit more of the clip. Here's him running defense for Kamala Harris. He has to do it a selfie video on his phone now because he doesn't work for CNN anymore. And then he got canned after one show on X as well. Go ahead.
Okay, Fox News, you have a problem. You need to address this. This was one of the most egregious things in this interview, if not a flat out lie that you aired. Watch.
Are they misguided, the 50%? Listen, are they stupid?
I would never say that about the American people.
She
and in fact,
that.
If you listen to Donald Trump, if you watch any of his rallies, he's the one who tends to demean and belittle and diminish the American people. He's the one who talks about an enemy within. An enemy
within.
Talking
about the corrupt government.
Talking about the American people.
About the corrupt government.
Suggesting he would turn the American military on the American people.
We asked that question to the former president today. Harris Faulkner had a town hall, and this is how he responded.
I heard about that. They were saying I was like threatening. I'm not threatening anybody. They're the ones doing the threatening. They do phony investigations. I've been investigated more than Alphonse Capone. He was the greatest gangster. No, it's
right.
True.
We've
no, but think of it. It's called weaponization of government. It's a terrible thing.
So,
Brett, I'm sorry, and with all due respect, That clip was not what he has been saying about the enemy within that he has repeated when he's speaking about the American people. That's not what you just showed.
Well, you're the enemy within.
No, you opened the border. That's not what you just showed in all fairness and respect to you.
That was the question that we asked him.
You didn't show that, and here's the bottom line. He has repeated it many times, and you and I both know that. And you and I both know that he has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree. Agree with him. This
That's
is
what
a
you
democracy.
Guys have done. You did all three of those
and
things.
And in a democracy,
we're not
the
a democracy.
President of the United States, in the United States of America,
how many votes did you get?
Should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people
and this is
up
how she handles criticism.
It.
Look
and
at how she handles
is
it.
What is at stake.
So here's the problem with that.
She just lied?
She's right.
Oh.
This is what Donald Trump actually said.
Uh-huh. Well, the people from within. We have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're the and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military. Because
so
they
now
can't
he's talking about
happen.
BLM type riots.
Now, Fox News.
They burn cities to the ground.
Unless you address this, you're doing the American people and your viewers a disservice. Because the people in your media bubble echo chamber will never see the truth. You put on television a flat out lie. Are you going to fix it?
Sorry, it's just so ridiculous. So again, the only reason he has to put out that little video is because the whole thing was such a disaster. Kamala Harris losing her cool, losing her poise, lashing out, flaring her nostrils, screaming. And then he just tells the exact opposite. So let's be honest. Trump talked about having the National Guard and maybe the military to deal with some of these riots where cities burned to the ground. He wanted the National Guard in D.C. for January 6th. The Democrats turned it down, just like they did during all the rioting from Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I think the only other time would have been when he said he would send in the military to deal with the gangs in Chicago, gang violence. So, I mean, that's just the truth, whether you agree with it or not. It's the Kamala Harris, Joe Biden administration that has imprisoned their political opposition, that has censored their political opposition, and that regularly insults Trump voters, dating all the way back to before Trump got elected the first time with Peter Stroke and Lisa Page and Barack Obama. So it's all projection. And then they try to take everything he says out of context. But whatever. You already know that. They are running cover because they know what an absolute disaster this interview was. So they're immediately jumping out to run for cover to try to save Kamala Harris's campaign here. She looked bad, folks. I'm telling you. I mean, look. Even women. You know, for men and women, it's a little different. But, you know, men might be more jumpy, if you will, to label a woman a bitch. But women really know. I mean, women really know. And if there were women on the fence, believe me, they're weary. They saw a bitch. If not a see you next Tuesday in that interview. It was heavy. Believe me. That might have turned off a lot of women even. That's how bad it was. Watching her lash out like that. They've probably dealt with women like that. Here's Brian Stelter, who's back on CNN. Lemon is out. Stelter is back in. Let's listen to his cover here in clip 15.
I think this strategy from Harris was a Google strategy. She wanted Fox viewers to start to Google some of the things she was saying, because some of the comments she was making in this interview are foreign to the Fox audience. For example, General Mark Milley saying Trump is a fascist to the core, that's barely been covered on Fox News. So she was able to get some of those talking points in. This was the most adversarial interview Kamala Harris has probably ever done.
Yeah.
Instead of getting to debate Trump again, she got to debate Bret Baier. And a lot of viewers are going to come away saying, wow, she's willing to do that. That's a sign of toughness and strength.
Wow. You know, look, Brian Stelter was probably polishing off his dome, thinking how genius he was. You know, that wasn't meant to be double entendre, but it might be. He does do television in his underwear. Oh, I'm going to say it was a Google interview. Yeah. Ah. He was like, he thought he was a genius for that. Oh, man, he thought he was so smart. He thought he was so smart. And the funny thing is, even that goes against Kamala Harris. Now people are going to Google Jocelyn Nungary. Now people are going to Google all of these women and children that have been killed, their names, that have been killed by illegal immigrants let in by Kamala Harris. The Biden-Harris policies that have let them in and they've killed and raped women. You want to talk about things that don't get covered on the news? That doesn't get covered. You know, it's this funny thing, and I'm just so sick of it. They just throw these words out there. Fascist is like one of these words that they throw out there. I don't think, do they even know the meaning of it? Do they even care? How is Trump a fascist? Biden is the one cutting deals with Big Pharma to force vaccines into the military, force vaccines upon government employees. Where are the fascists here? So they just make up these terms and just throw them at you. Trump supporters are fascists. Trump supporters don't like the government. Trump supporters don't trust big corporations, big media. What do you mean they're fascists? You're the fascists. It's the same thing. It's all projection. It's all reverse reality. All right, here's a little extra from Kamala Harris in another interview she did. This is one of the softball ones. She thinks, so who really thinks Americans are stupid? She says Trump insults the American people. Who really thinks the American people are stupid? Listen to this in clip 8.
Is agreeing to voter ID one of those compromises that you support?
I don't think that we should underestimate what that could mean. Because in some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Let's, my brain is hurting. I think I'm losing IQ points. This might be abuse to the audience. I might have to stop this. This is actually getting unethical to do this to my audience. I should at least put out a warning. I should be fair here. And to the crew, too, I apologize. Let's start it from the top. Let's give a proper warning. I apologize. Viewer and listener discretion is advised. The clip you are about to hear will lower your IQ and make you a dumber person. And so please prepare yourself for ultimate stupidity here. And again, the look, I mean, she's over makeuped, the lighting, maybe they're trying to make her look black here. I don't know. Just the whole presentation is another flop. But viewer discretion, listener discretion advised. The following clip may cause you to lose 2 or 3 IQ points. So watch with that warning in your own discretion. Go ahead.
Is agreeing to voter ID one of those compromises that you'd support?
I don't think that we should underestimate what that could mean. Because in some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them. People have to understand that when we're talking about voter ID laws, be clear about who you have in mind and what would be required of them to prove who they are. Of course, people have to prove who they are, but not in a way that makes it almost impossible for them to prove who they are.
Wow. I almost need to recover from that. I'm just... That was hard. We gotta. Whoa! I mean, I think I just lost my entire IQ for a second. What in the hell was that? They don't want voter ID because they want to cheat. That's what it is. They don't want voter ID because it'll hurt their chances to win. So I don't even know what she just said. I don't even know what that means. I have no idea what she's talking about. Who are you making a copy of your voter ID for? What is she? Who are you sending it to? What is she talking about? What does any of that even mean? I don't think she knows. But she thought she was smart, didn't she? You saw that smirk on her face. Here's Donald J. Trump's response to it. Yeah. I mean, great job by Bret Baier in his interview with Lion Kamala Harris. She has a massive and irredeemable case of Trump derangement syndrome. So bad, in fact, that she is barely able to talk about any subject other than the man who had the best economy ever, the strongest border in history, and who just got the unanimous endorsement of the U.S. Border Patrol, Donald J. Trump. Their endorsement was a tremendous honor. They said that Comrade Kamala did a terrible job, the worst in memory, and can't be allowed to do it again. She is also the worst vice president in history, but hopefully will soon be gone. Again, congratulations to Bret Baier on a tough but very fair interview, one that clearly showed how totally incompetent Kamala is. For the good of our nation, her inferior cognitive ability must be tested at once. Oh, that's good. Do you think Bret Baier is going to be allowed back on the golf circuit with Trump now? You know, I think Trump gave him the blacklist after he called Arizona before the polls closed. I think Bret got blacklisted off the Trump golf list. Do you think he'll be back on? Do you think he's back in good grace? Apparently, you know, Bret Baier, like Trump, is a scratch golfer. So maybe he's redeemed himself in the eyes of the old Trumpster. Maybe he'll be allowed back on the golf circuit after that. Maybe we'll wait and see. So, it's true, though. How many times did she mention Trump? Here's a funny little compilation of all of it in clip 10.
Donald Trump.
What is that? How many times? Actually, play it again. Let's count. Guys, go ahead.
Donald Trump and Donald Trump. 19.
I counted 19 times. I don't know. I could have been, may have been a little off there. So at least 19 times. Do you think Kamala Harris could do an interview or talk policy without saying Donald Trump? Do you think she could even do it? Speaking of Donald Trump, he was in the Bronx today. They're probably feeling pretty good, probably high spirits in the Bronx today. The New York Yankees playing well. He goes to the barber shop and a fun time there. Everybody welcomed him. Big crowd outside, big crowd inside. Everybody cheered him on. They all loved him. Clip one.
Nice to see you all.
Welcome.
It's always a pleasure.
How are you?
How good are the barbershop? Very good. I can see they're good. They look good. Nice soft floor. What's that all about?
That's all about the back.
Nice to see you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Big hands. Big hands.
Thank you. Thank you, Trump.
So you're the owner?
My son is the owner. He's on his father.
Oh, you did that very nice and easy, huh? Yeah. Is he as good as you?
He's great.
They're all wearing shirts, make barbers great again, and I guess it was called the Knockout Barbershop, and I guess they grapple and fight where they cut the hair. So that's what that padded floor was all about. He was talking about, I guess, when they're done cutting hair, they move the chairs, and then they grapple and spar and fight and work out there. So that's pretty crazy. And then here's a barber in Detroit talking about Trump in clip two.
At the end of the day, I'm Trump because my eyes open. I can see that
he was doing a lot better than what we're going through right now. You can't even go to the grocery stores right now without making a life decision on what you want to get. You know, you got to compromise. We don't have to go through that 4 years ago.
You know, just being able to just live on a day-to-day basis, it has become a little harder at this point in time.
And, you know, that's what it's really all about. And I talk about this often now. Because it's kind of part of the problem with politics and political debate is it just gets watered down with all these political footballs and issues and just all the wonk, all the noise. And we forget about what is actually going on? What are you actually experiencing? What are the people in Springfield, Ohio experiencing in all these other towns? What are you experiencing when you go to the gas pump, when you go to the grocery store, when you go pay your energy bills? What are you experiencing when you look at your paycheck? You know, these are the things, remove all the noise and deal with the reality. That's the reality. And J.D. Vance talks about the reality here in clip 12.
Well, then he was president, and take-home pay was going up faster than it had in 40 years. Inflation was low. The border was secure. And remember, they all said Donald Trump was going to start World War III, and yet we had more peace around the globe than we had had in a generation in this country. And you sort of like, okay.
So you remove the noise. That's the reality. And then here's J.D. Vance attacking Harris on the border in clip 14.
These girls, you know, Jocelyn Nungry and Lakin Riley and, of course, Patty's daughter, are not dead because of some accident or some force of nature. They're dead because Kamala Harris opened the border and let their killers into our country to go after their daughters. They don't just need our sympathy. They don't just need our kind words, though they certainly deserve that. They need leadership who actually puts the security of this country first. And unfortunately, they're just not getting that from Kamala Harris.
Now, don't be surprised if those barbershops end up getting attacked by the Democrats that run Detroit, run New York City. Because when you publicly support Trump or come out in support of Trump, the Democrats come after you. Now, Andrew Schultz, famous comedian, does all kinds of tours, just had an interview with Trump, talks about something that happened to him right after the interview in clip 11.
And we get an email 3.5 hours out, and 3.5 hours after the interview, they cancel shows.
Read the exact email, because they're also they're canceling my shows, but they're also begging Live Nation to not cancel future shows with them. Like they still want business, but they're not this guy. Now I don't know if it's a Trump interview, but the day before it came out, we were ready to go and we were going on sale this week. And 3.5 hours afterwards, we get this email.
Yeah.
First off, I want to thank you for thinking of BAM for Andrew Schultz's upcoming comedy show. We are always excited when promoters consider our space for their events.
No problem.
After some internal discussions with leadership, it was decided that BAM is not the right fit for this show at this time. That said, we really do appreciate you reaching out. We'd love to work with you in the future and for future events that might be a better match for BAM.
Indeed. Yeah, I think we all know. I think we all know what that's about. Pretty obvious. Oh, not a right fit at this time. In other words, you just interviewed Trump. You made him look good. You've supported Trump. You're not a liberal. So, you know, not at this time. You know, maybe come out and talk about liberal progressive issues and maybe talk about how bad white people are or how bad Trump is, maybe, you know, make a video supporting Kamala Harris. And maybe at that point in time we can do business. But for this time, I just don't think we can. Not right now. So you see, that's what happens. And this is why entertainers, athletes, comedians, anybody, business owners, this is why they're afraid to come out in support of Trump publicly, because there's a risk involved. That's what the left does. That's what the establishment does. That's what corrupt government does. So you just witness it and you make a choice. Do you risk it all speak your mind? Do you risk the left trying to destroy your life? Or do you say, the hell with it? I'm going to promote my politics and speak my mind and let the chips fall where they may, knowing the risks. All right, we are concluding hour one of the InfoWars War Room. We got more debates coming up, a great Senate debate in Massachusetts we're going to get to. We got some big legal news dealing with the election. We've also got some big health news coming up with a guest in the third hour. Folks, it is not too late, though the clock is ticking, to get your raffle entries for the monster truck at thealexjonesstore.com. With every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you will get entries into the raffle to win the monster truck. So when you go there and buy the t-shirts, whether it's the new t-shirts, the old t-shirts brought back, reimagined, whether it's the ultimate CMOS gummies, whether it's the hats, whether it's the decals, with every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you will get raffle entries. But time is running out, so get to the Alex Jones store now to enter the raffle before it's too late.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
You know, I hate to say it, but it's really too bad that your dad's gay.
Hello, America, and welcome back to Monday Night Raw. This is the event of the century, and it's only fitting that the badass himself has overcome the odds to contend for the title.
Sean, he is the most hated man in human history, but he's primed for the comeback of a lifetime. I'm angry, but also thrilled, goddammit.
His opponents, known for flagrant cheating, will be up to no good, but Donnie J won't be alone for this one, will he, Alex?
Not a chance, Sean. Donnie J will be joined by JD the Hammer Vance, a violent but effective autistic wrestler. Very ferocious, very competent.
Yeah!
Definitely not AI. Definitely not AI. Man. You think about all the momentum that's built up to this. You think about all the emotion, all the ups and downs, all the battles that are leading up to this election in 18 days. It would be the sweetest, most momentous victory probably in the history of American politics. And then you just can only imagine what the response from the American left is going to be. I don't even want to think about a potential defeat. And it's just, man. There's just, it's got 2016 vibes right now. If you were around for that, you recall how epic that was. All right, let me just tell you what we have coming up real quick. We had a debate between Elizabeth Warren and John Deaton in Massachusetts. This is just so great. This is just so great because it just proves what I've been talking about with this new right. It just proves that the old right, establishment right, neocon right, part of the uniparty is no more. This is the new Trump Republican Party. This is the new populist American Party. This is the new pro-America patriotic Republican Party. It's a big tent party. It's not a purist party, but it's also a hardcore party. It's we're not messing around party. It's kind of like a throwback attitude era party. So I've got some proof of that coming up with that debate and then another political ad that kind of shows that. Remember, we got big health news coming up in the third hour with Dr. Diane Kayser, and we'll do an Ask the Doctor, but some big health news you're going to want to hear about there. And then these legal fights that are just crazy that are happening right now. I can't believe they're getting more play from Rasmussen, from Judicial Watch, and then the RNC. I mean, folks, they wouldn't be doing this stuff that we're seeing now unless they were planning to try to steal this election and unless they stole the 2020 election. So we're going to show you that as well. And again, now they just don't even care about the law. This Democrat Party will do anything to beat Donald Trump, including blatantly breaking the law. Also, Elon Musk could be live any moment now in Pennsylvania talking about registering people to vote and why vote Trump. So we may monitor that. So big hour coming up right now on the InfoWars War Room.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right. The Senate debate in Massachusetts was great. When I'm watching these debates, these Senate debates, they don't get much coverage, but a lot of good moments. And again, I think it shows where the Republican Party is going. We're not playing political correctness anymore. We recognize the Democrat Party for what it is now. It's the biggest threat to American prosperity and freedom and safety. And so it's being addressed that way. But last night it was John Deaton and Elizabeth Warren. So let's go to some of these clips. And again, this is how a Republican talks now. This is how a Republican candidate talks now when they're not controlled, they're not blackmailed, they're not afraid of political correctness, they're not afraid of the American media, like this in clip 17.
To go after them on overdraft fees, where folks like J.P. Morgan Chase were making more than $1 billion a year off people who were struggling making it day to day. I'm in those fights, but I think crypto ought to have to follow the same rules as everybody else.
Briefly, I wish Senator Warren would attack inflation the way she attacks crypto. I wish she would attack securing the border the way she's focused on crypto. You know, she's so focused on crypto, she had the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase available for questioning, and they had financed the largest child sex trafficking operation in history with Jeffrey Epstein. And you know, Senator Warren didn't ask a single question. She wanted to talk about crypto because she's so hyper-focused. Now, I know that because I was raped as a child for a period of 2 years, I might be a little more sensitive to those child rape victims. But I want to ask Senator Warren, why would you not ask one question? J.P. Morgan Chase settled for $290 million to these rape victims. They had to settle with the U.S. Virgin Islands. And Senator Warren doesn't ask a question. You want to know why? Because a former Democrat president's involved. Because her donors are involved. Because people that she knows are involved. Again, loyalty to an agenda, loyalty to a party. I come back, I come in, and I want transparency on everything. I'd like her to answer the question on behalf of all those rape victims, though.
So, look.
Pardon me while I stand and applaud. John Deaton. More of that. Imagine if every Republican senator talked like that. Now, unseating Elizabeth Warren is obviously an uphill battle. And probably a long shot. How about Senator John Deaton calling out the Epstein child sex trafficking right there during a Senate debate? Epic. You think you're getting that in the old Republican Party? You think you're getting that from an establishment candidate? You think you're getting that 4 years ago, 8 years ago, 12 years ago, 16 years ago? No. 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 What have I been saying? A Republican running for office has to sound like me now if they want to win. They think like us. They talk like us. They have the worldview that we have, which is just reality. By God's grace, I hope we have Senator John Deaton in 20 days. Here he goes after Warren again, burying her in clip 18.
I can't help it. Let me finish, please. Let me finish. I can't help it when she goes to ban an entire industry that they're motivated against her because they see a viable candidate. But listen, the rules are already there. Senator Warren, you notice she didn't answer the question about those rape victims. You know, you can't call yourself an absolute warrior for women if you only select the women you're willing to protect.
You know, I really don't understand this charge, and I don't know what you're talking about here. I have pushed on the banks and tried to get more regulation over the banks and tried to hold the banks accountable every single time they step out of line. Now, I get it. They're big and they're powerful. Of course, I don't take my money from the banking industry. I take my money from the people who want to support this campaign. What I don't hear you talking about is what exactly do the crypto folks expect to get by funding 90% of your campaign?
You want to know something? Everyone out there, I sued the government because the SEC had done something really bad to small retail investors. And a lifelong Democratic judge agreed with me. I did it all pro bono. And this token XRP was called legal because of my work. I won Lawyer of the Year, Consumer Advocate of the Year, Defender of Freedom Award because I did it for free. And guess what? Last week, that crypto billionaire that she's talking about that has supported me just donated millions of this XRP token to Vice President Harris' campaign. If I didn't do what I did, sue the SEC on behalf of small retail investors, that donation to your candidate of choice, Senator, would not have happened. So, Madam Vice President, if you're watching, you're welcome.
I would.
You know, if he can't pull the long shot victory off, I hope John Deaton has a role in the Trump administration. And this is kind of part of the problem, I think, that we have still with some of the Republican establishment and even the RNC. And this isn't meant to, you know, find a way to be negative here, but I mean, it's just the truth. Why isn't John Deaton a household name? This guy should be a superstar. Have you ever seen any clips of John Deaton before? You ever heard of John Deaton before? What do you think of him right now? Pretty awesome. But, you know, some of the RNC is more concerned about getting their own names and faces, and the people around Trump are more concerned about getting their own names and faces. It's just the truth. Not trying to be negative. It's fine. Why haven't we been building up John Deaton? This guy is an incredible candidate. I guess we just sacrifice. We can't win a race against Elizabeth Warren. I don't like that attitude. Nonetheless, one more from Deaton here, clip 19.
Yes, listen, you notice she still avoids the issue, and she just misled the voters again, because I said that I had a victory fund. I was trying to get state legislature people elected because the one-party system's not working in Massachusetts. Again, Senator Warren misled. But here's the thing. Senator Warren lives in this hyper-partisan political world where she's defined by party. You notice it's Democrats are great, Republicans are bad. I got news for you, Senator. All of you suck in Congress. All of you. It's a broken system. I'm disrupting that system.
Oh. It's so nice you want to hear it twice. Can we get the last 10 seconds of that? Oh, my gosh. More John Deaton, please. Senator John Deaton, please. He looks over at Senator Warren and says, I got news for you, Democrats and Republicans, you all suck. Please.
Political world where she's defined by party. You notice it's Democrats are great, Republicans are bad. I got news for you, Senator, all of you suck in Congress. All of you. It's a broken system. I'm disrupting that system.
I mean, that's about as good as it gets right there. So, it's a long shot, but I'd love to have that man in Congress. What a beautiful victory that would be for the people of Massachusetts and for the entire country to have a good senator coming out of Massachusetts instead of that pathetic excuse of fake Indian Elizabeth Warren. There's another great one in Virginia going against Tim Kaine, and that is Hung Cao. And his political ad really hits home here, running all over the state in clip 23.
This is the scariest sound you will hear when you live in a communist country. This is the last sound my parents heard when their fathers were taken away in the middle of the night, and they never saw their loved ones again. That's the sound of losing your freedom, the sound of always living in fear. That's my family's real life story. We escaped from Vietnam just days before Saigon fell to the communists. We were given a new life in the most generous country on earth. America saved my life. I graduated from the United States Naval Academy. I earned a master's in physics and fellowships at MIT and Harvard before the left replaced merit with racial quotas. I spent my life trying to repay my debt to America, my country, our country. With 25 years of service in Navy Special Operations, combat in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Somalia. But now our country has taken a dark turn. That's Joe Biden's Justice Department sending 24 armed agents to arrest a pro-life activist in front of his family. That's Joe Biden's IRS raiding a gun shop and seizing thousands of records from law-abiding gun owners. Our names, our addresses, our Social Security numbers. That's Joe Biden arresting his challenger in the next election, a former president of the United States. And now a different sound. That's the sound of someone breaking into your home or business. The sound of crime destroying our cities and communities. That's how it all starts. They let criminals back on our streets. Millions of illegal immigrants pour across our border each year, including military-aged men from all over the world. And enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in this country. And the Biden family? Well, that's how it works in a dictatorship. The rules don't apply to the rulers. We are losing our country. You know it, but you also know you can't say it. We're forced to say that wrong is right. We're forced to lie. We can't let that happen. I've been all over the world. Believe me when I tell you, if America fails, there's nowhere else to go. I'm Hung Cao, retired Navy captain, running for United States Senate. I still believe America can be the land of opportunity. I have an obligation to fight back against those who want to control our lives and disrupt our families. We need real fighters. Not politicians, not bureaucrats, not keyboard warriors acting tough in a custom-made suit. No, not here in America. We must refuse to be intimidated. We must be fearless. I'm Hung Cao. I'm running for Senate, and I approve this message because I'm not done fighting for us.
As I've said in the past, if we just got 10% of these candidates in, which probably is where we're at with the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Anna Paulina Lunas, the Matt Gaetz, the Byron Donalds, we missed on some like Joe Kent and others, but we got about a 10% success rate of people that talk like us, sound like us, think like us in Congress, and now we can see potentially that number going up. It's harder to win Senate races. Hung Cao is probably going to win his race. I'd probably bet on it. I don't know about Deaton in Massachusetts, but again, you just look at those two. You just get one of those guys in. I mean, we haven't had anybody that sounds like that in the Senate. We've got some good senators. We've got some decent senators. These guys would immediately shoot to the top of approval rating from Republicans. When you talk like that, when you tell it like it is, when you're not a politician. So I like some of these guys in the Senate. I don't agree with everything, but I like some of them. I like Josh Hawley. I like Rand Paul. There's some good guys in there, but still they're politicians. That's not a politician. Those are not politicians. Those are Americans. Those are patriots. They don't play political correctness. They don't play party politics. You just get one or two guys like that in the Senate, folks. Big league. Big league. So, we got to get Trump in, and then we got to get guys like that in. And we're sitting here looking at that window of opportunity that could close if we don't have victories in this election. Now, we talked about this yesterday with the open border in San Antonio. The San Antonio police have now come out with a press conference talking about the gang activity. Shocking stuff here about Tren de Aragua in San Antonio in clip 24.
SAPD, we received several complaints from an apartment complex in the 300 block of Sahara Drive about multiple narcotics violations, human trafficking, and threats to apartment personnel. So early this morning, the task force, including members of SAPD, Covert Unit, the Human Exploitation Unit, the Texas Anti-Gang Unit, members of Texas Department of Public Safety, and the FBI, U.S. Border Patrol, and Homeland Security began an operation at this apartment. We had information that members of the transnational gang, Tren de Aragua, were in control of the area and committing various crimes. SCPD officers and DPS troopers cleared nearly 300 vacant apartments at the complex this morning. The task force processing over 20 individuals that we arrested. We confirmed that 4 TDA members are in custody. Tren de Aragua members are in custody. 1 TDA member is a confirmed enforcer for that gang. Currently, there's 19 individuals arrested with 15 detainers. HSI Homeland Security and the Emergency Removal Operations have taken custody of the 4 confirmed TDA members. There were individuals with confirmed warrants. Multiple individuals had already had removal orders through HSI. The San Antonio Police Department, in partnership with our state and federal partners, we assure the community and members of the public that we are committed to their safety and we are on top of this TDA issue.
Okay, so this is happening across the nation, Colorado, Texas, New York, Chicago. This is going on everywhere now. And, of course, this shouldn't be happening at all. This should be 0% international crime gangs coming in and basically setting up shop in the United States in multiple states, and now it's going on. So this is probably going to become a trend, and I guess the police are being forced to take this seriously and take action. This shouldn't be a single person. Every single one of these criminal gang members has come in under the Biden-Harris administration. Every single one of these criminal gang members is coming in and taking advantage of the policies because of the Biden-Harris administration. I mean, this should be completely intolerable. It should be intolerable. And yet here we are. So, yeah, there'll probably be more press conferences. There'll be more arrests. There'll be multiple states. Who knows? And then when Trump gets in, there'll probably be a big nationwide crackdown. And there'll be some form of a nationwide approach to removing these gang members and deporting these individuals, putting them in prison. This should be completely and entirely unacceptable. The American people should be outraged that the Biden-Harris administration would do this to us and open our borders. What is wrong with them? What is wrong with them? And what is wrong with the Democrat voter that pretends like this isn't going on and this isn't an issue? Something is deeply disturbed in them. Then you have this in Florida with the great Grady Judd, Sheriff Judd. Disney employee among 157 nabbed in Polk County human trafficking bust. Here he is talking about that.
Trafficking, robbery, and then a sundry of other charges. So there were some very bad people that we arrested. Now, for just a moment, I want to focus on what I think is a huge concern. And that huge concern is those that came here illegally. So I'm going to roll out a couple of things for you. First, I want you to see this chart. 25 illegal immigrants were arrested in this operation. They were from Venezuela, Cuba, Colombia, Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico. 16% of these total arrests were people who should not even have been in this country. But they were here. And they were here because we have a federal government that enabled these criminals to come into the country and then treated them very well after the criminals came here illegally. So let me share a story with you, and then I'm going to read a quote for you and then let you see a video. The prostitutes that came here, several of them had to pay off a coyote debt. Some of them said, hey, we did it because it was easy money. Others said, well.
Look, we've got to take this country back. We've got to take it back from the criminal class, the political criminal class, the actual gang criminal class, the media mafia, the deep state, the military industrial complex, the pharmaceutical industrial complex. We have no choice. We have to take this country back, folks. We've got to do it. This is just this is completely unacceptable. And the goal here is pretty clear. Path of least resistance. I want to take this country back with my First Amendment rights. I want to take my country back through the democratic process. Yes, I want to elect leaders that care about this country and will help us take it back, reform it, and save it. And there's one of them right there, Elon Musk. He gets it. I don't agree with everything he does. I don't agree with everything he says. Doesn't matter. He understands the future is at stake. For the country, for the world, if we don't save America and take this country back from the criminal parasite class. We got more news. Let's flip up Elon Musk for a second here before we take our break, the halfway point of the InfoWars War Room. Musk is live in Pennsylvania kicking off his tour.
So I'm holding my phone since we're doing sort of a live spaces as well as a video cast. So I'm holding my phone for that reason. If you see me holding, why is he holding his phone? We're doing a live X spaces at the same time as a video stream. So I'll be able to take some questions from as many questions as possible from the audience and as well from people online. But as you can see, I'm obviously here in person. This is me, not a clone of me.
It's a clone.
And the reason I'm here in person is because Pennsylvania is so important to the future of the world. So, you know, you show what matters by your actions, not your words. And my actions are: I'm here. I'm in Pennsylvania. And I'm here for a very important reason, which is I can't emphasize enough that Pennsylvania is, I think, the linchpin in this election, and this election, I think, is going to decide the fate of America.
I got to say, I love the classic giant American flag background. I'm kind of jealous. I think I'm going to change my background now. Yep, I want the American flag background behind me now.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJonesNaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Some big legal stories here, and the only conclusion a reasonable person can reach is that the Democrats want to steal this upcoming election, and they probably stole 2020 as well. Now, these cases, these stories are not getting much coverage. Let's start with Judicial Watch. Now, these are well-respected organizations that are reporting on this and breaking this, and it's just not getting much play. Judicial Watch and Rasmussen Reports, and then even one from the RNC that was breaking today as well. Judicial Watch, though, Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit against Stephen Richer in his official capacity as the Maricopa County, Arizona recorder for the records involved in using staff to pursue personal interests, including personal defamation lawsuit against Carrie Lake. And they have the story linked up here. Judicial Watch sues Maricopa County Recorder on issue of using government resources in personal lawsuit against Carrie Lake. Official government resources against Carrie Lake. So again, this is a big Judicial Watch story. The suit was filed in the Superior Court for the state of Arizona after Richer failed to respond to a March 25th, 2024 open records law request. Quote, it is curious that Judicial Watch is getting the runaround on the potential government resources to target Carrie Lake with a defamation lawsuit. So is the state of Arizona, the corrupt government in the state of Arizona, using government funds to target and try to destroy Carrie Lake? Kind of a big story. So you've got that ongoing litigation now with Judicial Watch. Imagine if we get Carrie Lake in office. Unfortunately, I think Arizona is set up for the big steal. Then there's this from Rasmussen Reports, and this is an ongoing story. This is from 2020. And again, what kind of conclusion can you reach when you see this? To me, there's only one conclusion. So let's start from today and then go back through this series of stories. Good morning from Rasmussen Reports. Still zero legacy media coverage of these federal court cases implicating a federal agency in transporting millions of counterfeit 2020 election ballots, then hiding the paperwork for years despite DOJ orders to turn it over. Why? Nine trucks, 1.5 million counterfeit 2020 mail-in ballots in each. In each. The U.S. Postal Service refuses to disclose who paid for them. Federal judge ruled this week. 81 million votes, nearly half of Americans say there's no way that's possible. Of course, that's the record that got set by Joe Biden. Were they even legal votes? Were they even real votes? Is that the vote Viagra we saw for Joe Biden at 3:30 in the morning in four different states? Was that the backup plan? Was that the greatest voter fraud ever run? As Joe Biden said, we have the greatest voter fraud scam ever run. Was that a slip up or did he mean that? And this goes back in time. We had postal employees blowing whistles on this. We had the videos of the trucks coming up. Postal employee admits dumping mail, including election ballots, sent to West Orange residents. This was all over the place back in 2020 and 2021. You had U.S. Postal Service workers admitting this. Imagine having to fight the U.S. Postal Service for years in federal courts, just having the names of who paid these trucking companies as rotten as it gets. And then they list their D.C. case. They list their Maryland case. But this went on all across the nation. And they were crossing state lines. And these ballots didn't get voter signature verification. They didn't even get folded. They were not even folded. It was like somebody just printed them and put them right into the tabulator. All kinds of shenanigans being run here. Nine trucks, 1.5 million counterfeit mail-in ballots in each. And the Postal Service is not being transparent about it. Federal court decisions this week could finally force the Postal Service to identify the counterfeiters and help stop whatever they are doing again now. So good for Rasmussen Reports fighting this. And this is what we're dealing with, folks. This is why the mail-in ballot scam and lawsuits are so important. And that's why the Democrats are fighting like hell to keep the mail-in ballots legal and to get rid of voter signature verification. This is how they're going to steal Wisconsin. This is how they're going to steal Michigan. This is how they're going to steal Pennsylvania. This is how they're going to steal Arizona. It's how they're going to do it. And again, the good news is Trump can win the election without those states. But I'm telling you right now, that's their plan. And they have all their vote mules and harvested votes and printed off votes and votes that get sent to empty parking lots all ready to go. They probably won't use the mail trucks this time around because we've identified those. But what about all that file footage? What about all that file footage of the mules that you can watch in 2000 Mules? What about all that file footage that we have of the actual drops being done? They're deleting them. They're deleting the videos. So the RNC today files lawsuit against Detroit for deleting ballot box stuffing surveillance footage. They're erasing the evidence. Ha! The RNC filed a lawsuit against the City of Detroit Department of Elections for deleting ballot drop box surveillance footage. This lawsuit accuses Detroit election officials of violating the Freedom of Information Act by deleting the footage more than 2 weeks after they requested it from the city. Totally illegal. Quote from the RNC. Deleting the footage that is subject of a pending FOIA request submitted more than 2 weeks before the footage was deleted is a clear violation of FOIA law. Detroit had a clear legal obligation to preserve and provide the footage, which they violated. They deleted the evidence. They deleted the evidence. They also requested Dropbox footage from the August primary election. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley said the GOP will hold Detroit accountable and make sure the surveillance footage for 2024 election is preserved. Whatley goes on to say, deleting Dropbox surveillance footage while there is a pending FOIA request for it is an assault on transparency. And democracy dies in darkness. That's me saying that, making fun of the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Democrats. This breach of trust is exactly what reduces confidence in our elections. We will hold Detroit accountable, and this secrecy has no place in a fair and secure election. Michiganders deserve far better. Now, look, this is how they plan to steal Michigan, okay? This is their plan. I don't think this is going to stop them in their tracks, but okay, so now we've got a situation at play here. The RNC knows what they're up to. The Democrats know the RNC knows what they're up to. So they have a choice. They have a choice. And remember, we already have it confirmed with other watchdog groups that all the ballot drop boxes are being surveilled. That has been a big victory for the RNC, that they can either do it privately or they have to have surveillance on these drop boxes. So the Democrats in Michigan and in Pennsylvania and in Wisconsin are left with a choice, because this is where it happens the worst. That's really how they steal those states. They have a choice. And they do it in Arizona, too, but they deal with other things in Arizona. So they can either go ahead and run their Dropbox scams like they did in 2020 and get caught and then just figure, well, we'll get caught, but it won't change the results, so screw it. By the time we deal with all the legal stuff, they'll already give the election to Harris, should that be the case. Or they can run their Dropbox scams and then just delete the footage, just try to make sure nobody ever sees any of the footage, like we saw from 2020, and like they just did in Detroit, deleting it. Or they call off the dogs. Now, I don't expect that to happen, because if they call off the dogs, if they call off the mail-in vote scams, then they lose. And they know that. They'll lose all three of those states. But that's what's at play now. That's where we're at with this now. So, the Democrats know that the RNC knows their scam. Will they still try to run it? And if they do, will they delete the evidence like they've already done in Detroit? This is where we're at. This is their big plan in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan. That's their big plan. Has it been foiled? Will they call it off? I doubt it. But they might get caught. But they probably won't care. So between the U.S. Postal Service not cooperating when they get caught shipping millions of illegal ballots around these states and the country, when the mail-in ballot scams at the drop boxes get caught, they delete the evidence, they don't cooperate with FOIA requests, it's all illegal. So their scams have been caught. They're still going to run them, but it'll be so obvious this time they'll get caught red-handed, and maybe that's what we have to go through. But without a doubt, that's where we're at. Now, listen to this latest, more complete illegal activity here for Kamala Harris. British Labour Party sending staff to campaign for Harris in U.S. swing states. Around 100 U.K. Labour politicians are campaigning on behalf of Kamala Harris across battleground states. Isn't this foreign election interference? Imagine if Russia did this. Head of operations at the Labour Party. I have nearly 100 Labour Party staff going to the U.S. the next few weeks, heading to North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Virginia. I have 10 spots available for anyone available to head to the battleground state of North Carolina. We will sort your housing. And then gives out this email address, Labor for Kamala. Elon Musk tweets out, this is illegal. There's even a community note with the FEC guidelines. The FEC explicitly permits foreign nations, foreign nationals to serve as campaign volunteers. Is this even real? Like, how can this even be real? Is that how openly illegal they are? Or is this a troll? Is this, you can't even believe it. You don't even know anymore. It's like, yeah, I wouldn't put past the Democrats to do this, but, you know, somebody could also just fake this stuff with all the crap that goes on the internet. But these people, they delete the footage of the drop boxes. They don't cooperate with FOIA requests. They don't cooperate with lawsuits. And we all know why. Yes, the Democrat Party will cheat to win. They will lie to win. They will deceive to win. It's their only option. It's their only option, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Elon Musk in the gold MAGA hat. We got some other news to get to, but first, a brand new product we're really excited about. Here's Alex Jones to talk about it.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, the alexjonesstore.com. And by the way, when you purchase that, you do get entries into the Monster Truck Raffle. All right, you would think the Democrats would want to back away from the whole tampon in the men's bathroom, the boys' bathroom thing. They're not. Gwen Walls, again, just looking very strange, looking very weird. These people just, something is off there. It's like Mars Attacks aliens or something. Gwen Walls says making tampons available in boys' restrooms at schools makes sense. Makes sense. But she wants to move on from the Tampon Tim nickname. Oh, I wonder why. We need to move on from the Tampon Tim nickname, but we stick by the policy to have the tampons in the men's room. Again, Do you think Tim Walls has done a demonstration? Where does the tampon go, Tim? Where does the tampon go, Gwen? Did Tim bring in the boys into the locker room, the football team? Did he bring in the high school boys? Did he bring in the high school students? Did he bring them in and did you give them a demonstration where the tampon goes? Did he volunteer to give it to them? How exactly does this go? Let's move on from the name, but no, it should be there. Tampons in the boys' rooms. These people are nuts. They're nuts. And they're corrupt. Listen to this story of a teacher in California. Listen to what she's doing to students, having a mock election, rewarding those that vote for Harris, punishing those that vote for Trump. Listen to this in clip 20.
Do you guys think this is normal for them to bring politics into school? And if they vote for, I live in California, by the way, but if you vote for Kamala Harris, then you're going to get a pizza party. But if you vote for Donald J. Trump, apparently you are excluded.
They said that my teacher was screaming at us saying the other class was voting Trump, so they don't get to use the paper patches, not the school supplies for the girls. They don't get to use the computers, the chargers, or the, what's it called it? The scrunchies, the deodorant, or stuff like that.
Okay, so you guys don't get to use this stuff. It's mm-hmm. Okay. And then, what was it about the pizza party?
That we don't get the pizza party because only the kids that only our class that voted Kamal, get to eat the pizza party, but some of the kids didn't vote for Kamala, they voted for Trump.
So then what's going to happen to them?
They're not going to be included. Only the kids that voted for Kamala.
Hello.
So I had a couple questions for you. So I heard that Giselle was telling me that you had mentioned that the kids that are not going to attend the pizza party are the kids who voted other than Kamala.
Wait, say it again?
That you had told the class that whoever votes for Kamala will get a pizza party, but those that don't will not be included in the pizza party.
For Harris?
Yeah.
What period is your daughter in?
I am not sure.
So, I believe only one period, period five, had a majority for Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and to follow that same spirit, because the Democrats are more for feeding the hungry, free medical care, free more services, just pay higher taxes, that I'll be willing to buy pizza for the class.
Okay.
What did she say?
You are willing to buy pizza for the class for those who win with Harris, right?
So, look, you shouldn't have to deal with this, okay? If they want to do a mock election, that's fine. You just show this is how an election goes. You get to vote. We count the votes, and then the winner wins. That's how a democratic process works. You have these teachers that are just so politicized, and they don't even teach the kids basic reading skills, comprehensive skills, math skills, anything. They just politicize them. They just indoctrinate them. They gay flag them. I guess now they tell them, you know, they show them how to put a tampon in a boy's whatever. It's just liberalism. That's liberalism. And then they can't figure out why the education system is failing these students. Can't figure it out. Now, you've also got the latest from O'Keefe Media Group, where Meta admits, this is Facebook, they run Facebook and Instagram, and they admit anti-Kamala posts will automatically get demoted. Here they have them on camera admitting it, the latest from O'Keefe Media Group, clip 22.
Say your uncle in like Ohio said something about like Kamala Harris is unfit to be a president because he doesn't have a child.
Okay.
That kind of shit is automatically demoted.
Meet Jeevan Gawali, a senior software engineer at Meta.
Are they doing a good job protecting our democracy? Because I can see these like right-wing groups like setting up Instagram accounts or Facebook accounts for that matter, right? And just start posting disinformation and be like, Harris is like blah, blah, blah.
That's all going to be demoted 100%. The civic classifier is from.
The senior software engineer also goes on to say that, quote, the person would not be notified, unquote, if they were demoted because of their anti-Kamala Harris post on Meta. And redlisted, that's a new term we just learned, redlisted, meaning according to Collins Dictionary, things that are not permitted.
Would the person who posted that be made? Would he be notified? That
the person would not be notified. But there is this thing that you collect is like if a bunch of items that like if at least a couple of items that a person has created has violated civic classifier, then they're also redlisted.
Our OMG American Swiper asked Jeevan if Meta was shadow banning users for their anti-Kamala Harris posts. Take a look at what he says.
So is that called shadow banning?
Shadow banning,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there would be shadow banning.
Correct.
They would never be shown.
Correct.
So there would be
institutional systemic discrimination against conservatives and Trump supporters continues, including in courtrooms at the Beaver County Courthouse. Scott Presler was in there as he's registering voters, and the clerk curses him out and tries to stop him from recording in a public place. Of course, he knows what he's doing. So the discrimination against Trump supporters continues. Here it is, clip 16.
Okay. Call the cops on us. See what happens.
Did you just say go yourself?
I've got that on film, everybody. We are here at the Beaver County Courthouse where one of the staffers sitting right here at this desk where we're about to go vote came out and told us to go ourselves. We said that we were going to film in the courthouse when we go cast our ballots. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? People that work in these courthouses tell Trump supporters to F off. They act like you can't record in public. They write all these laws so you can't see what they're doing. They cover up the polling places with cardboard so you can't see inside. They delete all the footage of the drop boxes so you can't see what's going on. They refuse to cooperate with FOIA requests. They don't answer any questions at the U.S. Postal Service. It's all very strange, isn't it? They sue to make sure you can't clear the voter rolls. Protecting democracy. Protecting democracy, they say. What an absolute lie. These people are destroying democracy. They're destroying the country. They are the criminal class. They do steal elections, but they justify it. That's the thing. They justify it. Because you're a Nazi, you're a racist, you're a misogynist, you're a homophobe, you're a transphobe, you're a xenophobe. So yeah, lying and cheating and stealing is justified. So it's this little game they play. Of course, they know it's all a lie, but see, they can then justify it when they get caught. Well, I'm fighting Nazis. Oh, I'm fighting racists. I'm fighting sexists. I'm fighting homophobes. So first they deny it's not going on, then they get caught, and then they justify it. No. Wouldn't you fight Nazis? All right. Coming up, we've got Ask the Doctor Hour with Dr. Diane Kaiser, and I got some big health news for you as well. That is coming up now in the third hour.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I want to give this story some coverage. It's not getting near enough. And that's what this group of moms and health enthusiasts like Bonnie Hari, Del Bigtree, and then hundreds of thousands of Americans signing the petition, and then hundreds of moms that are out there as well at this Kellogg's headquarters. And it's just a situation where you're a mom, you'd like to be able to go shopping at the grocery store for your kiddos and buy the food on the shelves without having poison in it. It's that simple. And it doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to have our major food brands putting poisonous ingredients detrimental to our health in food, snacks, drinks, what have you. Other countries don't do this. The same companies don't do it in other countries. So, yeah, you can say, well, just boycott these companies and that's good. I don't shop with these companies anyway. I mean, I pretty much don't buy any food that's not fresh. So there's pretty much rarely ever any frozen food or boxed food or anything like that that I eat. But hey, that's fine. That's my decision. You know, maybe a mom, it'd be easier for her to just be able to buy some food for snacks for kids, and that's what they're looking for. And they're just basically being turned away here by Kellogg's, and really they're being insulted and scoffed and laughed at. Here's Vonnie Hari reporting from the scene of this protest in clip 21.
We're here at Kellogg's headquarters. We were met by security to handle the petition. But no one actually working for Kellogg's has come to sit down with us or meet with us today. And instead, they told us they would take the petition, and that was it. And then I look up, and I see employees looking out the window, staring at us from the building. And then I see a sign that an employee had written on their whiteboard, "Get off our lawn." And at that moment, I kind of lost it. I got pretty mad. And I've realized that Kellogg's action here today is turning their backs on American citizens everywhere. And from this point forward, no American should buy Kellogg's products.
Let's go.
They could have been the hero today. They could have done what they're already doing in virtually every other country. But instead, they want to continue serving American children artificial dyes and BHT linked to a myriad of health issues. I hope these petitions continue to grow. We're not going to stop. We're going to keep demanding change.
Woo!
And we're going to lead the boycott on Kellogg's.
Woo!
You love to see it. And, you know, Kellogg's is where they're at, where they're going for right now. But, you know, you need to read the ingredients on all of this stuff. And again, it's like once you do, you can never go back. It's funny. I shot a little video. I haven't posted it yet. Maybe I'll post it tonight. And I was telling Rob, who was with me on the road, since I haven't traveled lately, when you're traveling, it's harder to eat healthy. And we were both having kind of the same thing where, you know, you're at the airport, you're on small margins of time, and sometimes you just got to grab a snack. I was drinking this juice filled with high fructose corn syrup. I took two sips. I couldn't even drink it. I bought this little snack of like trail mix, just filled with all kinds of crap. Couldn't even eat it. And what's sad is these are just moms that just want the best for their kids. They want the best for their country. And then these executives and the people that work there just basically give them the middle finger. It's like they know they're doing a good thing. They're doing a moral thing. They're doing a health thing for everybody. And they just give them the middle finger. It's ridiculous. Robert F. Kennedy is getting involved in this as well. Good for him. Make America healthy again. We're going to get Diane Kaiser's take on this on the other side and some other news that's breaking.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the alexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood, the iodine, the trace
minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the alexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
To the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Making new possibilities a reality, predicting the future of things we all know. Fighting off the disease programming for centuries. Science has to recognize. Single most important element of human existence, letting the rain go to the unfolding is faith.
All right, Dr. Diane Kaiser is joining me for the remainder of the hour. We'll take some phone calls for you as well coming up. DianeKaiser.com/thrive. I want to get her take on this Kellogg story. I'm sure she's aware of it. And, you know, Diane, I think there's two aspects of this that really tell the story. One, and it's not just Kellogg's, but a lot of these companies and countries as well, the companies, you know, it's not even a choice for a lot of them. A lot of these other countries, it's illegal to put these ingredients in the foods. A lot of countries in Europe have banned a lot of these chemicals in the foods, and so they only do it here. So sometimes it's not even by choice. But then you wonder why they do put these chemicals and ingredients in the foods here. So there's that aspect of the story. Then there's the aspect of this group of mothers and just people that are health conscious saying, hey, you know, look at how Americans and America's health has declined. This is part of the reason. Let's come together to do something about this. And they just get a middle finger from the corporate representatives. Those are the two, I think, standout parts of this story to me. But let's start with the first one here. How do we even rationalize this? Why do foreign countries ban these ingredients, but they're in all the foods here? Why won't the companies that don't put these ingredients in the food in foreign countries put them in the food in America?
It's a great question, and I hate to speak so much truth, but this is all part of the extermination plan and the eugenics agenda. So if they can focus on getting us sick, turbo cancers, organ system toxicity, endocrine disruption, infertility, lots of skin irritation. I mean, just the ingredients that Hari, she's an amazing woman. I've known her for 10 plus years now, and she's been an activist for a long time. In fact, she started trying to get these ingredients out of Kellogg's like 10 years ago. We have made no progress. And this just goes to show how much these psychopathic companies don't care about the people. They care about the profits. And not only that, it's not only the profits to protect their what they're doing inside of controlling our cravings for food, but also to create, because they're owned by the same company. I mean, they're owned by the same hierarchy. The same people who are poisoning us are the same people that have the solution that they'll sell you in the form of, oh, sorry to hear you've got cancer. Let's race for the cure and walk for the solution. But the actual cure is in the cause, and you'll see a whole bunch of GMO companies, you'll see Kellogg's, you'll see a lot of these big, huge, there's like seven of them left, Kraft, et cetera. A lot of the companies that sell seed oil, they will actually be sponsoring the events for Race for the Cure in October. And here we are with all the pink ribbons. They're trying to destroy a nation from within, and it's been that way since World War II and even before.
You know what's so crazy about that too, and this is part of the, if you want to go with the, let's say the analogy from They Live, where you put on the glasses, right, and then you see the world for what it is, or maybe it's the red pill in the Matrix, and it's like you can never turn that off, right? And you know, you speak so complimentary of Vani Hari. I completely agree. It's funny because, you know, she was kind of the first person that and I was always a health conscious person. My family's always been, you know, a health conscious family, but you don't, until you really see what's really going on and how dangerous most of these foods are, you just don't think about it. I didn't really think about it, you know, as long as I exercise and, you know, generally speaking, you know, it's healthy, you know, it's not. But, you know, again, I figure, oh, I'll go eat a bag of trail mix. No big deal. I'll go drink a Minute Maid juice. No big deal. And then you look at the ingredients and it's like, well, wait a second. I don't want to drink this. It's got toxic things in here. It's got things that are harmful to my health. So you don't even want to eat it. You don't even want to drink it. So it's like until you have that recognition, you just assume, oh, this is fine. You know, it wouldn't be on the shelf if it was doing all of these bad things to me. But then it's everywhere. And so it was kind of Vonnie Hari that made me really think about that, look at ingredients. And I think she's done that for a lot of Americans. But it's like, again, once you see it, you can't get away from it. You see all these things. You know, October is Cancer Awareness Month now. I guess it's breast cancer, but it's everything. The NFL runs their cancer. I mean, it's propaganda. It is what it is. It might be a good, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. But my problem is, yeah, we have this crucial catch campaign. Go get tested for cancer. Of course, the medical industry makes all this money. Everybody's going, you know, all this stuff. And we never address the root cause. Why are cancer rates up? Why is obesity up? Diabetes, all these things. We never address the root cause. We just say, hey, go back to the medical establishment. Go back to the medical institutions. We don't address the actual root causes.
You know, I will tell you right now, you and I have talked about this, is white coat syndrome. It's a diagnosis that I've coined myself. White coat syndrome is when you go to your doctor, just like you said, Owen, and say, what's wrong with me? I've got these lumps. And you trust them to do the work that you should be doing on yourself. I mean, you should be palpating your breasts if you're a woman or even a man at this point. Even men get man boobs and then they also get cancer. This is all xenoestrogenic stuff that is in our food that we're consuming. Like, we have to realize that we can't trust these companies anymore. We've got to do it ourselves. And it is not an overnight thing. But one of the things that my producer and I were talking about before is that I was laughing so hard thinking about this. Like, are you afraid of the sun? Are you slathering yourself with seed oils and SPF 100,000? These are symptoms of white coat syndrome, and you might need our help ASAP to wake up and to start taking accountability to make your own food or to know, like you just said, Owen, single ingredient foods. So this is something I still see, and it still rubs me the wrong way. What actually prevents cancer? The sun. But yet they tell us to avoid the sun. Where do we get charged? How does the solar generator get charged? The sun. How do our cells get charged? The sun. So the problem, like you and I have talked about before, is it's crap food. Seed oils literally turn into plastic inside of your body and create cancer and create artificial humans out of all of this. And then we go into the sun and then it activates the toxins. So technically, they will actually say the sun causes cancer, but it's actually their food that we're consuming because they're teaching us to crave it that causes cancer. So it's this whole big matrix thing that we've got to get away from. And I've got some sovereignty steps for everybody today because I'm sick of it.
Well, and you always kind of have to be your own test case. You always have to kind of be your own experiment in a way. And mine, you know, you bring up the sunscreen thing. Mine is just an example. I'm sure others have done this too. And I think seed oils comes into it too. I think the future is definitely seed oil free. I think the awareness is coming up there. And I'm not perfect. You know, I still will consume seed oils. You go out to dinner, it's almost impossible to avoid them. Right. But you try to minimize it as much as possible. Who knows? Maybe eventually we'll get them out of everything. It's just not quite there yet. I don't want to go out not be able to enjoy, you know, whatever salad they have or whatever I like at the restaurant because they're seed oils. I'd like to avoid it, but, you know, it's just impossible. So, but when you talk about sunscreen, and we have to be careful because the enemies of truth will always try to spin things and straw man things. I'm not telling you on the first day of summer to go to the beach for 8 straight hours in the sun and you're not going to get a sunburn if you don't put sunscreen on. That's not what we're saying here. However, since I quit wearing sunscreen probably, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago now. I don't know when it was. I don't get sunburned anymore. Again, I won't go out in the sun for 8 straight hours. Obviously, I would get a sunburn. Every summer, I would at least get a really bad burn. This is when I was wearing sunscreen. Every summer, I would get at least one or two really bad burns. You know, the painful ones, you can't sleep. I would peel like a lizard. I mean, really bad stuff. And that was when I was wearing sunscreen. Ever since I quit wearing sunscreen, I have never gotten a burn. I have never peeled. I have never not been able to sleep or shower because it's so painful. Never happened once. And it sounds like an anomaly. It sounds like a paradox. That's just the truth. And so, you know, people have to make their own decisions. I would say just be your own test case. Don't do anything stupid. But it's just frustrating when people laugh at you and they scoff at you for saying stuff like this. And it's like, I've done it. I'm the living proof. What do you mean? The science. I am the science.
Yes.
Yes. Well, you did it. And we'll be sharing that soon. I mean, next week on your show and then soon in InfoWars, we're going to actually share some of the results we found on your test. And this is why it's really, I think it should be the very first thing that everybody should do to open up your eyes to really look at underneath the hood, the proverbial hood of what kind of toxins live inside of me. And then the question is, where are they coming from? Right now, I think the biggest wake-up call is because we're all so over-blood tested. Everybody's getting sick of it, going to their doctor. I mean, even one of your listeners who came to me probably 3 months ago and said, I've been struggling with all these issues. My dentist, my primary care physician, and I can't remember which other doctor that he was working with, but every single one of them was scratching their heads as to why he was scratching his legs. And he had all kinds of issues going with his skin and his bowels and his depression. He was on blood pressure medication. And he's 3 months into working with us. And after seeing the toxins in his body and clearing them out, he's like, I can't believe how easy this was to feel this good. And it shouldn't be that hard. And that's the thing is, rather than using all of the energy that we don't have much left of anyway, because we've been poisoned with food and water and our air for so long, rather than fighting with these psychopaths who tell us to get off their lawn, they're telling you they don't care. They care only about, those people care about their job, which is their profits and their identity. They don't want to change. So why do we keep wasting our energy arguing with people who don't want to change? Why not look over here? I mean, look behind me right there. That light right behind me is my little seedlings. I grow food all the time and I'm constantly providing salads for our family because we're growing food indoors. We could take all of this back. We could eat single nutrient things. And I know that many of you are out there probably going, oh yeah, but all these other things taste good. And I'm with you, Owen. I go out to eat too. But the first thing I ask them is, what kind of oils are you using to cook that meat or that fish or whatever? And if they do say canola or vegetable oil, I'll say, hey, could you use some coconut oil instead or even olive oil? But oftentimes they're willing to do it unless it's a really cheap place. So
well,
you guys,
and those are the two worst, by the way. Like if you're going to be a purist, right, canola oil and vegetable oil, it's like avoid all the time if you can. I mean, that's like 100% I would just avoid. I mean, canola oil is just toxic waste.
Yep. And you know what? I'll tell you something else. Last night, I very rarely ever have gluten. Grains are absolutely loaded with mold. Every single one of my patients at this point has mold in them. And this is why people are getting so sick and their immune system is dropping. Hey, it's flu shot season. For anybody who's really interested and curious, people are going to start getting really sick because they got the flu shot because they think they need it for immunity. But really, we need to stop eating these grains that are loaded with mold. I ate just a little bit of gluten last night and I had a little cold sore on my tongue. Those things hurt. And people are like, well, now I better take some acyclovir because I got herpes. No, this is our body being literally poisoned and it's trying to respond to get these things out. So you don't have a genetic issue. You're not just aging. You are eating poison. And I want to say something else because it is October and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This picture right here behind me is a book that I wrote called Killer Breasts. The majority of women who go through mastectomy, first of all, they're taught to go get a mammogram. Mammograms are extremely toxic. I could talk about that another day. But they go through that whole process of radiation. Then they're told that they have cancer. Then they're told to get a mastectomy. And then they're advised to get breast implants. Then they get insult to injury because most women end up coming to me after getting breast implants. Then they have colon cancer or they have other skin issues or they're completely congested or suicidal. Their hair's falling out. They can't lose weight. this is not the case for every single woman. It is that extreme. But to some degree, they're going to be impacted from breast implant illness. So I want to sound the alarm on that, because most women are never taught this before, the lack of informed consent, that no breast implant manufacturer has ever actually gone through and finalized, just like the vaccine. They've never actually been proven safe in any study. They're all in violation of their pre-market approvals. I could go on and on about this stuff, but it's one industry, you guys. Pharmaceutical industry, food industry, the FDA, they're in it together. They don't care about us. So it's time to take your power back, grow your own food, and start now. You just have to build these little things one brick at a time.
And it's almost like consumerism has taken over people's approach to health, where they just figure, well, if I just buy this product or buy that product or buy whatever the doctor tells me to buy, then that will address the problem. And again, it's not addressing the root cause, right? And so it's almost this like consumerism, like, oh, I just have to buy this thing and I'll be better. And then, you know, it's funny because I never hear from the environmentalists on the sunscreen issue. And I know people that have worked at these plants, and it's the same with bug spray too, but you can't go into the parts of these plants where the chemicals are. You have to have like a full hazmat suit on, or you have to wear a mask because they know that the chemicals are harmful. Well, where do you think this stuff goes when you spray it on your body? It goes into your system. Where do you think this stuff goes when you go to the beach, when you go to the ocean, and it gets into the ocean? It's poisoning the water in the ocean. And, you know, you don't hear many environmentalists talk about that. To her credit, I think the only politician I've ever heard mention it is AOC, mentioning how the European sunscreens that aren't fully toxic, we can't even get in America. So it's this weird thing where you know, Europeans have kind of dealt with this politically. But I guess it's really just the lobbyists in D.C. that don't allow our political class to deal with this. I want to give out the phone number because we are going to do an Ask the Doctor segment coming up, and then I'll get into the next kind of breaking news story with you. I want to get your opinion on. If you have a question about health for Dr. Diane Kayser today, you can give us a call, 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen, 877-789-2539, your questions for the doctor today. All right, one story I saw today, and I'd like to get your opinion on this. I hadn't heard of this before, and I'm kind of the point now where, I mostly, if not only, will drink raw milk, but every once in a while I might pick up maybe some almond milk from the store just because I like it sometimes just for something different. But it came out today, emulsifiers that they put in a lot of these products, emulsifiers, can also potentially cause cancer. It's very common in almond milk, and this is so the liquids don't separate and stuff like that, you know, natural separation that occurs. What do we know about emulsifiers and now these news stories today about emulsifiers being toxic?
Yeah, this is one of the ones I was just referring to where people wonder when they talk about mold, they think mold is coming specifically from my home. If I can see black mold, then I have mold. But what's happening is dairy and dairy alternatives and all of these things that are being added to foods to allow them to extend their shelf life does not extend yours. So if it can be in a fridge for even a lot of nut milks used to be, they could only be in the fridge for like a week. But now they could be in the fridge for 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. The reason being is because they're adding preservatives, and these toxic preservatives, what they do is they block your own nutrients from being able to get in the cells. They start to destroy your gut lining. And then that's when it's game over. When your gut lining starts to get destroyed, it's called leaky gut. It's called your intestinal barrier dysfunction. That is the birthplace for all disease. And so all of these things that are being added, if you look at the back of, like you just said, Owen, a nut milk container, the ingredients. And the worst ones are the ones on the shelves, not in the ones in the refrigerator section, because they actually have more emulsifiers in there. So those are the things that when you start drinking them, they cause a lot of gut and intestinal inflammation. When you have inflammation and then you start to see all kinds of other pH imbalances, it gets really bad at that point because then you get nutrient deplete and you think they got to take more supplements. So here's what I'd like to say to all of you. And it may sound weird, it may sound totally different, but if you want to make yourself some nut milk, it's the easiest thing in the world. Take three handfuls of whatever nuts that you like, ideally get them organic, and throw them into a high-powered blender. Add 1 cup, so it's 3-to-1 ratio, 1 cup of filtered water, ideally distilled water or spring water. Add that to your blender, and hit high power for a minute. You have nut milk. And it will only last for 3 days in the fridge because it doesn't have any preservatives and it should get moldy. So I take everybody off of dairy. I take everybody off of most grains when they work with us. And at first they kick and scream. But then once they see their lab tests and they see how loaded with mold they are, and that's why they can't lose weight, that's why they have poor brain function, that's why they can't sleep, that's why they can't have a baby, that most people are not even caring about that anymore because people are not really wanting to have more babies these days. But yes, there are studies like that for a long time, even back before I even became a doctor 15 years ago, is when I started learning about these things and telling people, hey, just make your own food. In fact, in our recipe book, we just teach people how to make this so easy because it should be one ingredient, not 15. You could look on EWG and see what kinds of ingredients are in our foods to see which ones are toxic and become a toxins expert. I have a whole certification course on that. You could become a certified holistic health coach and detox expert, but why not just eat one food at a time? And then you're not poisoning yourself. It will take time. But today, what you just showed, Owen, is the sounding of the alarm that is the entire food industry, you guys. There's no other way that they can flip the bird to tell us that they do not care. And we have the ability to take our power back. And that's actually a good thing.
Yeah, it was so crazy. You mentioned like why, you know, you go look at the list of ingredients on things that you think is just a basic product. And then there's like 10 ingredients. And you're like, wait a second, what? And right. This happened to me at the store just yesterday. The brand of peanut butter that I like, that's, you know, all organic, it's just got one ingredient, is peanuts, and it was out of stock. And so I was forced to kind of look at all the other peanut butters to find if there was anything. There were probably like 8 different brands of peanut butter, and there was only one. There was only one other brand that didn't have the 8 ingredients. Only one. And I'm just like, what in the hell is going on? And you know, I don't like to be intrusive in other people's lives, and I was almost inclined to do it. But this nice lady came up while I was looking at, because people think you're nuts, right? You're sitting there reading the ingredients, and people think you're crazy. It's like, you're crazy if you don't. But anyway, she sees me sitting there, like, going through all this, and she kind of was just like, I don't remember what she said. But she was just like, oh, excuse me, I'm going to, you know, she went to grab the peanut butter. And she had a couple kids with her, and she goes and grabs, like, you know, the mainstream brand peanut butter that's got 10 different ingredients in it and processed sugar and everything else. And, you know, I almost just halfway stopped, and I said, you know, are you going to give that to your kids? You know, this is why I'm reading the ingredients list here, because I know it's unhealthy. And, you know, I didn't do it. I basically just said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just reading all the ingredients. But I get it. The one that has just peanuts is the most expensive. The one that has all the other ingredients is the cheapest, and so you understand why people do it. But it was just crazy. I've been buying the same brand, and it's in a glass jar too, so I don't get the microplastics in it. But it was out of stock, so I had to go through every freaking brand of peanut butter to find the only other one on the shelf that has one ingredient. Every other single one, canola oil, sugar, whatever it all is, and it's just why? Why do we have to do that? And then it's like, why is that cheaper too? More ingredients is cheaper. It's crazy. All right, we're up against a break here. We're against a break. We're going to come back. We got questions for Dr. Diane Kaiser. The Ask the Doctor segment coming up on the other side of this break.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. 3 bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that?
I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc. The line is...
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're about to go to your phone calls here with Dr. Diane Kaiser, the Ask the Doctor segment. And she would really like it. She would really appreciate it if before you said anything else, if you wished her a happy birthday, because her birthday is coming up. In just a few short days. So before you ask her any questions, make sure you say happy birthday to Dr. Diane Kaiser. I don't know if she wants to age herself here. It would probably be good. She probably looks a lot younger than she is. But just make sure you wish her a happy birthday. That's coming up on Tuesday. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to – we'll start with Kenny in Texas. Kenny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Diane, happy birthday, and good to talk to you. Destroyer, I've been enjoying your stuff for a long time. I'll be quick. My question is, I've got a girlfriend who is a ginger and is real pale skin, and her family has always convinced her all of her life that her melanoma spots were caused by sun, and so she insists on wearing sunscreen on a regular basis, and I've told her not to, but I don't really know what the alternative to that is.
Yeah, that's a good question, and thank you for the happy birthday wishes. I think I'll be 46, if I'm not mistaken. I do not doubt that I did the same thing. You know, when I was 18, I'd go wakeboarding, water skiing for days at a time, didn't know better, drank wine, alcohol. You know, I was in college too. So skin cancers do happen, and it does happen from maybe not knowing back in the day what could have contributed to it. I myself do wear light sunscreen in my cosmetics. In fact, the cosmetics that I recommend are they're more like, and the skincare that I recommend is more like Nutra, like cosmeceuticals. They're a lot, they're really high strength. They're Korean, a skincare line. There's a link I put together for you guys for survivalism and things like this kind of thing to prevent illness. It's dianekaiser.com/thrive. In that, when she download, if you guys could both download that free ebook, I talk about a lot of things in there too, about what I've been doing to grow my own plants and things. That's beside the point. But the type of sunscreen that I like is the brand included in there. It's Ramon. I definitely think that we can benefit from sunscreen, but not the ones that have oxybenzone, not the ones that are going to poison the wildlife. I'm a scuba diver. I've seen what this stuff does to coral. That's why it's banned in Hawaii. So I would highly recommend that she cleanse her body in addition to that. So a lot of the women I work with, that we use like the tinted type of sunscreen, and we use that instead of a foundation because you don't need to slather a whole bunch of clay and paint on your face, that you should be naturally beautiful from the inside out. So if she got off the seed oils, if she stopped, I don't know what kind of medications that she might be on, but a lot of them are petroleum-based. If they're petroleum-based, and they also make you more susceptible to burning because, again, it's another one of those xenoestrogens. So I recommend people live the Warrior Cleanse way, and that's the type of I started that 10 years ago, the Warrior Cleanse course. It's a lifestyle, and people go through it, and they are pleasantly surprised how easy it is because you go step by step. So just making sure her liver is clear, her gallbladder is actually flowing. 90% of women have stagnant bile flow, which means they're not taking their waste out, their fat soluble toxins out. And that would include seed oil. And the higher that we, the more we age, the more those toxins will end up in the gallbladder. And that's the number one organ that's harvested from the ER these days, because they say it's toxic, we'll take it out. I say, well, it's toxic, let's cleanse it out. So those are just a few steps. I can think of a lot more, but that's where I would start her.
All right, Kenny.
Not to just completely quit wearing sunscreen, but just wear kind of not toxic.
Yeah, exactly. There are certain brands that are, and women like to wear makeup, myself included. I'm wearing very light makeup today. As I age, I actually try to reverse age by what I just mentioned. But it doesn't hurt to wear a little bit of sunscreen. I think that we do need to get sun though. So especially in the areas that she has had a melanoma, she could actually maybe protect herself with the hat. It just depends on the time of day. And if they're scared of the sun, unfortunately, she's not going to get a lot of energy. I have a red light right next to me. She could use infrared light if she's trying to avoid the sun, but she's going to need something for mitochondria. She's going to need something. Is she really afraid of the sun at this point? Is that kind of the programming that they've given to her?
Yeah, she's scared to go outside for any length of time without sunscreen on.
Yeah. Well, and she's using the really non-toxic, or the toxic kind, or the non-toxic kind.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, the red light therapy, just quickly, you recommend that, the infrared light?
Oh, yeah. I have one sitting here next to me, my desk, all day long. I turn it on and off. We have a whole panel of red lights downstairs. We have red light therapy and the full spectrum sauna. Infrared sauna that we have downstairs, because we're not getting enough. We used to be outside dwellers, and we're inside like 98% of our day. So we absolutely need red light therapy. And I'm wearing these right now. You guys, here's another thing. Oh, and you too. I encourage you. You could look sexy and nerdy at the same time. Get your blue blockers on. I just interviewed Mark Steele. She was just interviewed by Maria Z on your show. He's one of my friends. I love the guy. And he's wearing the glasses that are mirrored lenses, because all of these LEDs are absolutely destroying your insides. They're causing inflammation on the inside. See how you can see the blue blocking my glasses? So we've also got to deflect the blue light and the LED light and then bring in the red light. That's the therapeutic light, and that's the light that's not going to cause the cancer.
Yeah, you know, you're totally right, and I have some of those, and it's not even that I think I look stupid or whatever, but you can see it right now. Everything that you look at everybody can see the reflection in the glasses. It just doesn't look good on camera, unfortunately.
Yeah,
and so,
I know.
And she takes them off.
Wait, no, I have another hair. They do the same thing.
Those aren't as bad because they have the tent, though. But yeah, you're right. Honestly, I mean, I've just basically taken the loss. The amount of time I spend staring at screens, I don't know. I don't even know why. I mean, I still have good vision. I don't need glasses, thank God. But yeah. I mean, I spend so much time staring at screens now. It's like amazing that I'm not blind. I mean, I've got like 10 screens. I've got the studio lights burning my retinas every day. All right, let's take another call. I'm just ranting here. Here's an interesting one. I want to go to Dave in Florida, who's going to bring something up. And, we kind of touched on this yesterday or last time you were on. You kind of offended the crew a little bit. So I'm glad that Dave is bringing this up. Dave, go ahead.
Happy birthday, doctor.
Thank you.
I was curious about. I was curious about your parasite protocol with the papaya seeds and I believe it was coconut yogurt. And then I was also curious about your thoughts on other parasite protocols like the ivermectin with Fembin and doxycycline and other items.
Yeah, actually, it's interesting that you brought this up during a full moon. So full moons are when parasites are the most active. They love serotonin. They can travel throughout your body. And if you have a pulse, you have a parasite. If you are a human, you have a parasite. And at this point, we are all loaded because the more toxins, the more parasites. They're there to kind of clean up the crew. In fact, a lot of people who have been doing the parasite cleanse that they do, from what we've talked about on this show, there's evidence in the toilet and sometimes it scares them, but that actually is better that you're seeing it come out. Like 30% of parasites, you're going to see 70% of parasites you can't see. I actually talk about it at dianekaser.com/free-parasite-cleanse. That's actually where I have a whole bunch of this information. So like there's recipes you can get started there. Here's the thing. I start with first do no harm. I start with first natural. Alternative medicine should not be alternative. It should be primary medicine. But we have primary care physicians and they have actually stolen that role from us. Back in the 1930s, naturopathic doctors like myself were the standard of care. Now they've threatened to kill a lot of us. I actually, back in like 2012, I was marching against Monsanto and I had death threats against me. That's how I started working with Food Babe, because I was trying to say, get GMOs the hell out of food system. And that's when I lived in LA and I started working with naturopaths who were killed for speaking up about this stuff. So I first start without medication. So there's herbs, and Owen talked about this too, because he's done the parasite cleanse. There's 14 different herbs in the protocol that I recommend. There's something that you start with that actually starts to flush out a lot of the debris inside of your gut that already lives there, because the average person is impacted with like 15 to 30 pounds of waste in the colon alone. So that's where you start with something called Mimosa pudica. And then you work through the other 13 herbs that go through and kill all the different types of parasites and all their different life cycles. In that case, and I can't say you do or don't need a prescription, but you won't need all of these other medications. In my perspective, from what we've seen in our practice, we go after some very severe cases with like Lyme, which is a parasite, and fungal overgrowth and things that people have never been able to get rid of their chronic illness. But then we just start working with them. In 3 months, they're like, wow, what suicide? Like what Lyme? So it's really important that we start with the idea first, how can I get rid of parasites? Just naturally with what God gave us. And then how can I eliminate the things that feed them? Because they love sugar. They absolutely love sugar. And a lot of people say, well, I'm addicted to sugar. So I get that. Over about 3 or 4 weeks after you start cleansing out the parasites, believe it or not, you will stop craving the same sugar and the junk and all the food additives that you did before, because your gut flora starts to take over healthy flora instead of the unhealthy flora, which was the parasites. So those are papaya seeds and the papaya smoothie I was talking about before. It's a great place to start. And there's a lot more too, like enemas. Owen loves it when I mention that word, but that's another way to get them out faster too.
Well, the other thing he was going to talk about, because this was a point of contention with the crew last time, was the nicotine.
Yeah.
So Dave, you wanted to bring that up.
I'm definitely not for the smoking, but I've been doing the nicotine patches for quite some time with just 2 milligrams. But I was wondering what your thoughts was on that.
Yeah. So I there's a lot of research that is showing that on the actual nicotine patches, and this is the work of Dr. Anna Mihalcha, Dr. David Nixon, they've been finding the same hydrogels that are inside of the COVID shots and Botox, which I used to get too. I mean, I'm just like you, Dave. I'm no different than anybody else. I've learned the hard way myself. I've poisoned myself and went, oh, a lesson, another one. Let me help people learn what not to do. But the patches contain a lot of those same nano particulates in it. There are alternatives to it. And that's what I like to say is like, sure, nicotine, tobacco, it's healthy for us. They're finding that it actually breaks down the structures of the hydrogels, which I'm seeing come out of my nose when I'm doing something called a Navage. I highly recommend you guys look into doing Navage as well. That clears out your sinuses. Tobacco is something that does clear out your sinuses depending on how you're using it. I'm saying that there are other ways to do it. So I remember sending a message to Owen after our last show because people were like, oh, screw you, Diane, Dr. Kaiser. You're taking away my toy. I don't want to take away your toy. I just want to give you a healthier version of it. So what I did the research on, the one that I know a lot of you producers on the show like, I found something like 7,000 toxins so far. It's not too bad when you compare it to a lot of the other ones, but there's like a lot of natural flavors in the one that you guys were talking about last time. High fructose corn syrup could be in it. So I like to recommend things. There's a couple I like that are called Troscriptions. They have little trochanters and they have CBD. They have nicotine, caffeine, and they have a whole bunch of other things in there that actually break things down without having a whole bunch of other toxins in it. So there's Hape. You could look into Hape, H-A-P-E. But I think that the patches are just extremely toxic. When you do your research, you'll find that there's a lot of things in there. I think polysorbate 80 is in a lot of them. So there are other means, and that's all I'm saying.
All right, Dave, thank you for the call. You know, quickly, because you bring this up, my one guilty pleasure, if you will, is caffeine. I mean, I'm like 500 milligrams of caffeine a day probably, and mm-hmm. I see some of these stories out there demonizing caffeine. What is your what's your say on caffeine?
Yeah, see, this is what I love the question. Thanks, Owen. So I love caffeine myself. Caffeine is actually one of the precursors to thyroid hormone metabolism, believe it or not. So for some people like myself, I used to have Hashimoto's. I used to have hypothyroidism. In fact, if I don't watch it, I could actually inflame my formerly known as Hashimoto's. You guys don't have to keep your autoimmune disease. You don't have to say my MS or my lupus or my Hashimoto's, my fibromyalgia. They're not yours to keep unless you really want to stay sick. You could get rid of autoimmune disease. Caffeine, for me, there's something that the chemistry works for my brain. So what I'm saying is it's not good for everybody. It depends on your genetic structure. I've actually done metabolic tests and looked at people's genetics and found that some people actually do benefit from caffeine. So it depends on how you're using it. I will tell you, Owen, I'm not sure, am I allowed to break something with the peanut butter earlier? Because I can say something with and alongside with caffeine, if you're okay with that.
Okay. I don't know what you mean by break something. I'm a little scared. I don't want to go ahead.
So there, you know, mycotoxins, we tested it on your lab, right? Mycotoxins are mold toxins, and those are very common in peanut butter and coffee if it hasn't been mold tested and if it's not organic. So on your lab test, we found that those mycotoxins were high. And that's probably from the peanut butter.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I don't drink coffee. So if anything, it was probably the peanut butter.
Probably the peanut butter. So I'd say switch to something like almond butter or something else, because
don't take away. You said you wouldn't take away my toys. Peanut butter is like my go-to. In the morning, I wake up, I do like 2 spoonfuls of peanut butter and I exercise. So I need to switch it off, you're saying?
I'm just switching up your toys, Owen. That's all I'm doing. I'm trying to
almond
take away
butter. All right. I'll give it a try.
Or there's so many nut butters. I mean, you could make nut butters. You could throw it in a blender. I know you want to do it in a hurry, too. There's macadamia nut butter.
I don't got time for that.
That's a really good one.
I don't got time for that.
Okay.
I see these things. There's Dr. Peterson's like, you know, you need to make your bed in the morning. Make my bed in the morning. Who's got time to make their bed in the morning? I get out of bed. I'm going to work. Make your bed in the morning. Give me a break.
Get a housekeeper. Or
look at this. What do you...
Our housekeeper, we have her come over twice a week. She cleans the house one day and she food preps for us the other part of the day. And she's like $25 an hour. So,
this gets back to the Food Babe and Dell Bigtree and what they're doing and Make America Healthy Again and RFK Jr. with Kellogg's thing. It's like, look, I want to be able to go to the store. Yeah, I'm busy. Maybe I have to make a sacrifice on my health. Maybe I get a B in a health instead of an A because of my lifestyle choice. It's a choice I make. I want to be able to go get a peanut butter or whatever that's not going to make me sick. It's like, so I get where these moms are coming from. It's like, yeah, okay, well, you can do this, but it's going to take you an extra hour out of your day. It's going to take more work. It's like, I'd like to be able to go get a cereal or a, you know, a breakfast bar or something. I give my kids, put it in their lunchbox. It's not going to be bad for them.
Yeah, I know. I agree. And this is the thing. I can empathize with all of you because I'm not trying to sit here being a hippie doctor that's like, well, just do everything on your own, because I get it. Like, I'm extremely busy treating patients all day and I'm on a lot of shows like this. I love being with you guys. So I don't have time all the time to do this stuff, but it costs 1/4 of the price. And we're looking at inflation right now, which Kamala Harris says that we don't have any inflation at all. Yeah, right. So 1/4 of the price to make your own nut butter. That's what I'm talking about. And it's super easy. It, like, you literally throw in some nuts in a blender. You put
some
salt
in it. Where did you guys find that video? It looked like you had a video tutorial that you've done.
Oh, it's probably me. Oh, God, you guys are good. I just realized what video you found. So there's something I developed called the Metabolic Mocha. And it's a coffee alternative. So that one is amazing. You could do this with or without coffee. You add like 12 different types of mushrooms in there, like the reishis and the ashwagandha and the cordyceps. They're so good for your immune system. So people are like, oh, let's go get a flu shot. I'm like, go eat some mushrooms. You know, go add some mushrooms to your coffee. There's a company called Four Sigmatic. You guys might even make some
mushrooms in coffee. Yeah.
Exactly. Or maybe even some other type of mushrooms, if you know what I'm talking about, because that's actually good for addictions. And they do have studies to prove that 80% of success rate.
Well, it's good for a lot of mental health stuff, too. That was kind of a curiosity for me when I was younger. It was kind of obvious that was a much better alternative than these pharmaceutical drugs for anxieties and other things. I want to take another call in. This is an interesting one. This might be a little bit of a hard hitting one. I'm sure you're not going to shy away. Eva in New York. Eva, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Happy birthday, Diane.
Thank you, fellow New Yorkan.
Well, I'll try to make a long story short so that I can get your advice. In January 2022, my whole right jaw swelled up and it turned out to be a root canal infection. So I took 10 days of Pen VK and the swelling went down. I saw a dentist. They said you have a root canal infection, and I didn't have insurance at the time. So I planned to sign up for it with my employer, and I made a mistake and I waited. But the following year in 2023, I ended up getting shingles on my scalp before I had the insurance, before I got to the dentist. And I waited to go to a holistic dentist in my area. And so I also treat with a naturopath here in New York, and I have to see her in Vermont if she prescribes anything for me. So I was going, they did a scan to check for other infection. And on August 7th last year, 2023, I went back to their office to get the scan results. They said no other infection. And then next thing you know, I'm in the cleaning chair. So they did an ultrasonic cleaning on me before the extraction wasn't planned till October. And I just went with it. I trusted them. 2 days later, I could barely walk. And the shingles on my head started draining. I think it was no longer shingles at that point. I got very, very sick from the cleaning with the active infection in my jaw. And I've been I finally got the tooth out in October. At that time, they gave me amoxicillin for the procedure, it was only 6 days. And by the end of the 6 days, the scalp was about resolved. I felt great. I wasn't feeling like I was in a haze. And so then as soon as the amoxicillin stopped, it just went from bad to worse on my scalp. So since then, I've been suffering with this horrible scalp condition, and I broke because of my job is very demanding. I had to take a leave of absence. I ended up going back to the mainstream doctor, and they tried to diagnose me with a mental disorder and put me on antidepressants.
Ava, I know we only have 3 minutes, so I have a lot to say. So I got to make sure I get a couple things from you.
All the doctors told me I had postherpetic neuralgia, and I said, well, why is there glue coming out of my scalp, and why is it, like, strangulating and extremely disabling? So flash forward till today.
Did you say you did do a root canal?
Excuse me?
Did you say you did do a root canal? Is that what happened, or did they remove a root canal?
I had a root canal that was infected, and they did an ultrasonic cleaning on me before the infection was removed. Before it was removed, and 2 days later, I could barely walk, and then the lingering shingles that wouldn't go away, probably because of the large infection in my jaw, started draining like a gluey substance, and I broke down and went to some regular doctor.
They removed the infection from the root canal, or they removed the root canal entirely?
They cleaned my teeth with the infection in there, and then 2 months later, they took it out.
The whole root canal?
Yeah, it came out, the whole tooth, with a holistic dentist.
Okay, so here's my beef, because oftentimes, this is really unfortunate, because it's just like saying I'm working with a naturopath, but a lot of them are not properly trained on like cavitations or parasite cleanses. Because to me, what I know you can go on and on, and I just want to make sure I'm respectful to the time. We only have 2 minutes left, so I hate to cut you off. But what is happening right now is you probably have cavitations. I'm not sure if they did a cone beam on you to look at the jaw and all the possibilities of cavitations in the jaw. It sounds like that's what's going on. It sounds like they didn't really address it properly. Also, when you have, and I want everybody to hear this because I could take Ava's situation, I could apply it to all of you. Herpes, shingles, all of these things that come from the herpes family, those are all dormant retroviruses that come out to play only when your immune system is shut down and specifically distracted by parasites. So what it sounds like is you have it. Sorry, this is going to sound really weird, but you've got parasites in the head. I'm guessing you're probably going to have something called like strongyloides. We see a lot of that in our practice. We muscle test that and we find a lot of strongyloides in the brain. And what strongyloides is really good at is distracting the immune system, becomes the Trojan horse. Then that's when those retroviruses like the shingles can come out. So shingles isn't the problem. The viruses aren't the problem. They are the result of the immune system being overreactive to toxins and infections that have to be addressed. So I'd say we've got to do a deep dive cleanse on you. I could talk with you. I know you have a naturopath, but you should be doing a deep dive parasite cleanse, heavy metal cleanses, and cleaning up the from the bottom up so that we can drain from the brain down and the toxins have a place to leave.
All right, Eva, I'm so sorry we're out of time here. Sometimes Diane and I tend to talk long, but I appreciate your call. All right, we leave. You know, we had the bit of a nicotine beef. I think we cleared that up. We didn't fully clear that up. Maybe now we got a peanut butter beef, but it's all good. Dr. Diane Kayser, always great. Thank you for coming on at Diane Kayser on X for more information.
Thanks, guys.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the alexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the alexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room.
InfoWars.com/show.